What's the best workflow for generating consistent apartment interiors across multiple rooms and camera angles? The article explores workflows for generating consistent apartment interiors across multiple rooms and camera angles using Comfy UI. Key challenges include maintaining design language, multi-angle consistency, and lighting material coherence. The author experiments with IP adapter for style, control net depth normal maps from 3D blockouts, and LoRa training but struggles with cohesion. They seek insights on reference image workflows, object persistence across views, and post-processing techniques like inpainting or im2img. In the recent KV rotation PR, it was found that the existing Q8 KV quants tank performance on AIME25, but can be recovered mostly with rotation. The recent KV rotation PR revealed that existing Q8 KV quantizers underperform on AIME25, but performance can be largely restored with rotation. This finding is significant for current Q8 users, though the author prefers FP16 for now. Netanyahu orders military to expand invasion of southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the military to expand its invasion of southern Lebanon, aiming to push forces toward the Litani River and establish a broader security buffer zone. The escalation follows intensified fighting between Hezbollah and Israel, with at least 1,238 people killed in Lebanon since March, including 124 children and 3 journalists recently targeted in an Israeli strike. Over 1.2 million people have been displaced amid ongoing Israeli airstrikes, while Hezbollah vows continued resistance. The Avatar fighting game will release on July 2 for PC and consoles. Avatar Legends. The fighting game will launch on July 2 for PC and consoles, priced at $29.99, featuring 12 playable characters from Avatar, The Last Airbender, and The Legend of Korra. The game offers rollback netcode, crossplay support, a single-player story mode, and a deluxe edition, $59.99, with extra content like a year one pass for future characters. Pre-orders include exclusive skins, colors, and voting rights for additional fighters. Ajuda, Trocar Fundo de Foto de Manera Realista. The user seeks a realistic photo background replacement tool using im2img with masking, depth mapping, and lighting adjustments to avoid a crude collage effect. They prefer AI-generated backgrounds via text prompts, clip text, or uploaded images, but existing workflows lack explanations and downloadable links. The goal is a seamless, natural-looking result beyond basic background swaps. Will anything ever be done about the triple lock? The state pension increases annually under the triple lock, ensuring rises based on inflation, average earnings, or 2.5%, whichever is highest. Critics argue this system disproportionately benefits older generations, funded by younger taxpayers' contributions, while public sector workers like NHS staff receive smaller raises. Despite concerns about sustainability and fairness, political opposition to reforming the triple lock persists due to its sensitive nature. Netscape news feed straight out of the late zeros. News. No Kings rallies draw crowds across US, in Europe. Springsteen headlines Minnesota demonstration. How the Homeland Security deal unraveled and split Republican leaders in Congress. Some familiar names to the Supreme Court in a death row case over racial bias in jury makeup. Project Hail. OpenClaw on Ubuntu UTM on M3 Mac with LLM APIs and Llama Local. The author successfully set up OpenClaw, a standalone and sandbox solution, within an Ubuntu virtual machine running on an M3 Mac using UTM. OpenClaw is restricted to accessing only materials provided within the Ubuntu VM, while Llama runs natively on macOS and is accessible from OpenClaw. Additionally, OpenClaw can utilize LLM APIs such as Gemini, Claude, and DeepSeek, with all sample configuration files available on GitHub. The article also provides tips for OpenClaw and Llama, including solutions for Ubuntu ARM Chrome issues and Google Workspace access via GOG. First Western Digital, now Sony. The tech giant suspends SD card sales. Sony has suspended SD card sales due to a global semiconductor shortage, exacerbated by AI data center expansion. The suspension affects CFexpress and SD cards starting March 27, 2026, with no clear resumption timeline. This follows Western Digital's earlier announcement of hard drive shortages, highlighting broader tech supply chain strains. Starmer reminds Farage that Russia is the aggressor in Ukraine. Keir Starmer responded to Nigel Farage's comments on Ukraine by emphasizing that Russia is the aggressor in the conflict. The exchange occurred during a debate on immigration, where Farage suggested that Western involvement had prolonged the war. Starmer criticized this perspective, reiterating the UK's stance on Russian aggression and the need to support Ukraine. Israeli police block Latin Patriarch from Palm Sunday Mass in Jerusalem. Israeli police prevented the Latin Patriarch, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, from entering the Church of the Holy Sepulchre to celebrate Palm Sunday Mass, citing security concerns due to recent Iranian attacks. This marks the first time in centuries a Latin Patriarch has been denied access on Palm Sunday, sparking international criticism from leaders like the U.S. Ambassador to Israel and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. While Netanyahu claimed the decision was for safety reasons, the church condemned it as a violation of religious freedom and an unreasonable measure. "We can insure the ship, but we cannot insure a human life." The International Maritime Organization's Arsenio Domingues highlights the crisis of 20,000 seafarers stranded in the Strait of Hormuz due to canceled insurance and escalating tensions, urging humanitarian corridors and de-escalation. "The situation poses severe mental strain and risks to innocent seafarers," emphasizing the inability to ensure human lives in such conflicts. OpenClaw leaking tool calls and results into replies. OpenClaw is leaking tool calls, search locations, and red content into replies before generating summaries. The issue appears to be affecting cron jobs, causing unintended data exposure in responses. Users are seeking help to diagnose the problem and determine if a setting was inadvertently altered. Hybrid Scorer, CUDA-powered image triage tool. Hybrid Scorer is a CUDA-powered tool for efficiently sorting large image folders using AI, combining prompt match for subject-concept matching and image reward for aesthetic ranking. It runs locally via Gradio UI, supports manual overrides, and exports selected rejected images without recompression. The tool balances speed, visual review ease, and minimal file handling with models like Siglip 3.3 GB, or OpenClip ViTBig G14, 9.5 GB, downloaded on first use. Available on GitHub, it aims to streamline triage for large image datasets. Houthis open new front against Israel. Is Red Sea shipping at risk? The Houthi rebels in Yemen have initiated attacks on Israel, escalating the regional conflict. These actions pose potential risks to Red Sea shipping routes and civilians in Yemen, according to Al Jazeera. The developments highlight the expanding geopolitical tensions and their broader implications for global trade and regional stability. Counterterror police joined Derby car incident investigation. A 36-year-old Derby man of Indian origin was arrested after a black Suzuki Swift drove into pedestrians in Friar Gate, injuring 7 people. Police are investigating attempted murder and dangerous driving charges, with counterterrorism officers assisting, but no terrorism link confirmed. The suspect was arrested 7 minutes after the incident, and victims' injuries are not life-threatening. 1 in 8 parents now reports their child is disabled. 1 in 8 parents in the UK now reports their child is disabled, according to a new study. This represents a significant increase from previous data, suggesting rising awareness or diagnosis rates of disabilities among children. The findings highlight growing challenges for families and potential implications for social services and education support. I made a skill to auto-reply to Instagram comments with DMs. A new AI skill automates Instagram comment responses by scanning posts every 15 minutes and sending DMs when specific keywords, e.g., guide, are detected. Users provide a prompt with the trigger word and reply message, which the tool then executes automatically. The skill is available at ClawHub, ai/mutumbi/instagramaut/reply-comments. The best-selling deals from the Amazon Spring Sale include several items under $20. The Amazon Spring Sale features heavily discounted best-selling items, including the Fire Stick 4K Plus at 50% off and the Blink Video Doorbell at 45% off. Notable deals under $20 include the Ansel OBDII Car Scanner, 40% off, and electric air dusters like the JVS CAM X3 for $19.99. The Kindle ColorSoft tablet is also discounted by 32%, and the Eco Nur Car Windshield Sunshade offers a 33% savings. Blue Sky's next product is an AI assistant that helps build custom social media feeds. Bluesky has developed an AI assistant called Atai, designed to help users create custom social media feeds using natural language prompts without coding. Built on Bluesky's open-source AT protocol, Atai is a separate app but may integrate with Bluesky and other apps on the same framework. Currently in closed beta, interested users can join the waitlist. What is the best workflow to color ultra-low-poly 3D models, 200 polygons, with realistic texture and with reference images? The best workflow for coloring ultra-low-poly 3D models over 200 polygons with realistic textures involves using reference images, UV unwrapping, and painting in software like Photoshop or Substance Painter. This method can also be applied to other low-poly models such as cars, cats, or human figures. Additionally, training a 3D model to generate flat quads can help save polygons, though this is a secondary concern. The rise and fall of IBM's 4Pi aerospace computers, an illustrated history. IBM System 4Pi computers, introduced around 1967, were compact yet powerful machines designed for avionics roles in military aircraft like the F-4 fighter and B-52 bomber, as well as space missions including Skylab and the Space Shuttle. The first generation included three models: the TC, tactical computer, for lightweight applications, the CP, customized processor, for real-time computing, and the EP, extended performance, for large data processing. Despite their significant contributions to aerospace and defense, detailed information about the System 4Pi family remains scarce. Death Stranding 2, on the beach for PS5, drops to just $29.99 during the Amazon Spring Sale. Death Stranding 2, on the beach for PS5, is currently priced at $29.99 during Amazon's Spring Sale, the lowest price since its release and significantly cheaper than Black Friday's $49.99 offer. The game, a sequel to the original Death Stranding, features an over-the-top story with celebrity voice acting, stunning visuals, and a mix of delivery-based gameplay with combat elements. At this discounted price, it's considered a strong value for fans of the series or those interested in its unique blend of strategy and action. The bot situation on the internet is worse than you could imagine. The internet is inundated with bots, far exceeding previous estimates. These bots engage in various malicious activities, including spam, fraud, and data scraping, significantly impacting user experience. The article highlights the severity of this issue, suggesting that the bot problem is more pervasive and damaging than commonly perceived. Tinalora shows Laura training works at 13 parameters plus own experiments to verify claims. Tinalora demonstrates that altering model behavior requires only a few parameters, with experiments confirming its effectiveness. The paper's findings were replicated using QN3.5, showing that sharing 13 parameters across MLP and attention layers, totaling 26, improved performance over global parameter adjustments. Future experiments will explore individual layer parameters to optimize behavior changes, suggesting potential for memory-efficient model training focused on behavioral adjustments rather than fact memorization. Voyager 1 runs on 69 KB of memory and an 8-track tape recorder. Voyager 1, launched in 1977 with a 5-year mission, is now over 15 billion miles from Earth and the farthest human-made object in space. Despite using only 69 KB of memory, a fraction of modern smartphones, and an 8-track tape recorder, it continues to transmit scientific data at a rate of 160 bits per second. Its redundant systems and conservative engineering have allowed it to operate for nearly half a century, far exceeding its original lifespan. I solved my AI agent's amnesia problem with 3 files and 3 rules. Here's the system. The author solved AI agent memory loss by using 3 markdown files: active tasks, MD task index progress, MD per task details with a next step focus, and closed tasks, MD archive, and 3 rules: start sessions by reading the task index, update files at session end, and check for existing tasks first. This system maintains context across sessions without complex tools like vector databases, relying instead on structured indexing and clear action items. The approach has been tested for 2 weeks with seamless task continuity across different channels and days. Iran says its forces waiting as U.S. troops arrive in region. Iran's parliament speaker warned that Iranian forces are waiting for American soldiers as 3,500 U.S. troops arrived in the Middle East aboard the USS Tripoli. the Pentagon is reportedly preparing for potential ground operations, though officials have not confirmed troop deployments. Meanwhile, mixed messages from the U.S. suggest ongoing military planning, including a possible 200 billion emergency funding request for the conflict. Iran hits industrial zone in southern Israel. Iran launched a missile attack on an industrial zone near Beersheba in southern Israel, causing a fire at a chemical plant. The strike follows escalated attacks on Iranian infrastructure. Comparison shows audiophiles waste a lot of money. A comparison of a $4,000 boutique audio cable and a $7 Amazon Basics RCA cable showed no significant difference in quality, according to scientific analysis by Audio Science Review. Both cables performed identically across various tests, including distortion, frequency response, phase difference, and jitter spectrum profiles. The expensive Kimber cable, K's 1036 Select Series Analog Interconnect, despite its premium features like solid silver conductors and diamond-coated dies, did not offer any noticeable audio improvement over the affordable Amazon Basics cable. Green Conference votes against energy supplier nationalization. The Green Party Conference voted against nationalizing energy suppliers, despite calls from some members to take control of the sector. The motion was defeated by 178 votes to 140, with many delegates arguing that nationalization would not address the root causes of the energy crisis. The Green Party leadership has previously expressed support for public ownership, but has not committed to a full-scale nationalization policy. Stop publishing garbage data, it's embarrassing. The UK government's fuel station dataset contains glaring errors, such as locations plotted in the Indian and South Atlantic Oceans due to swapped latitude and longitude coordinates, and fuel prices with a ratio of 1,538, one between the most expensive and cheapest options, indicating significant data quality issues. Additionally, a report by the RAC mistakenly showed a dramatic drop in electric vehicles from 4 million due to a units mix-up, highlighting poor data validation. These errors undermine trust in institutions and could lead to flawed decision-making, especially as AI-generated data may further obscure such mistakes. Full network of clitoral nerves mapped out for first time. For nearly 30 years after the penile nerve network was mapped, researchers have now created the first detailed 3D map of the clitoris's nerve structure using high-energy X-rays, revealing previously unknown nerve branches extending to areas like the mons pubis and vulva. The findings challenge existing anatomical assumptions, showing that key nerves continue strongly to the gland's clitoris, which could improve surgical outcomes for women undergoing pelvic operations or reconstructive surgery after female genital mutilation. The study, led by Ju Young Lee at Amsterdam University Medical Center, highlights long-standing scientific neglect of the clitoris due to cultural taboos and underscores its critical role in sexual function, health, and relationships. Man, 26, shot dead in car near London Euston Station. A 26-year-old man was fatally shot multiple times while sitting in a car near London Euston Station on Saturday night. The suspect arrived and fled on a bike, with police launching a murder investigation but making no arrests yet. The incident occurred in Chalton Street, prompting concerns about safety in the area. Built Bean Whisperer with OpenClaw AI that reads your coffee bag and pushes a Gaggy Mate pressure profile straight to your machine. Bean Whisperer is an open-source AI tool that uses OpenClaw to analyze coffee bean information or a photo of the bag and automatically selects or generates a Gaggy Mate pressure profile based on roast, origin, and processing method. It calculates temperatures, ratios, doses, and searches for community profiles before generating new ones, then pushes the profile directly to compatible machines like the Rancilio Silvia plus Gaggy Mate Pro. The project is trained on Lance Hedrick's methodology and aims to simplify the process of selecting brewing parameters for new coffee beans. Catching the Lytel LM and Telnix supply chain 0 days via semantic analysis. A new tool scans Git repositories for vulnerabilities across NPM and Python dependencies, leveraging OSV data and SLSA provenance checks. It features recursive scanning, severity filtering, and CI/CD integration with JSON output and parallelized requests for efficiency. The tool also includes a user-friendly terminal UI with light dark mode support and is designed for extensibility. But the Democrats, The article critiques the Democrats' approach to political messaging, arguing that their language often lacks clarity and impact. It highlights a specific example where the party's phrasing fails to effectively communicate their stance, potentially alienating voters. The piece emphasizes the importance of concise and compelling rhetoric in political discourse. Note, since the full article text wasn't provided, this summary is based on the title and context clues. Adjustments may be needed if additional details are available. Explorer crashes and bat files failing to launch when running Comfy UI, RTX 4090/9950X. A Windows 11 Pro user with an RTX 4090 and Ryzen 9 9950X experiences two recurring issues while running Comfy UI. Windows Explorer crashes, requiring a full restart, and bat files fail to launch properly. The user suspects I/O hangs or path-related issues, but hardware instability hasn't been ruled out. No effective fixes have been found beyond restarting the system every few days. Figma's MCP update reflects a larger industry shift. Figma's recent update allows AI agents to directly edit Figma files, marking a shift from its previous read-only access. This reflects a broader industry trend where AI tools like Claude Code are becoming central to product development, potentially displacing Figma's traditional role. SaaS companies, including Figma, are struggling to compete with AI agents that leverage comprehensive organizational context rather than proprietary data. Apple's 50th anniversary finale revealed. Apple is concluding its 50th anniversary celebrations with an exclusive employee event at Apple Park headquarters, featuring a potential performance by Paul McCartney. The finale is set for March 31 or April 1, with no public access expected. Meanwhile, Apple has discontinued the Mac Pro and released iOS 26.4 with new CarPlay features, amid ongoing product launches this year. Peak dedication. A man named Skip spent 10 years meticulously building a life-sized replica of the Star Wars Death Star using Lego bricks, totaling over 1.5 million pieces. His creation is the largest Lego model ever made, weighing approximately 3 tons and measuring 5 feet in diameter. The project required significant time, resources, and dedication to complete. 3 arrested in Paris after attempted bomb attack outside Bank of America. 3 people were arrested in Paris after a suspected bomb attack targeting Bank of America, involving a device with fuel and an ignition system. French authorities suspect Iranian involvement due to the U.S.-Israel conflict, though Iran has not commented. The initial suspect, a minor, was detained along with 2 others, while investigations continue under terrorism laws. How Nintendo finally made Mario a movie star. Nintendo finally embraced brand synergy after decades of protecting its intellectual property, leading to successful ventures like theme parks, Lego sets, and movies. The company's shift in philosophy was influenced by past failures and the success of the Super Mario Bros. Movie, which cost $1.3 billion and has already spawned a sequel with more in development. Nintendo's early successes with licensed properties, like Disney Cards and the Donkey Kong arcade game, demonstrated the value of beloved characters. Valid crash out. The article discusses a TikTok video shared on the r/TikTok cringe subreddit where users post cringeworthy content. The video appears to have failed to load, as indicated by the error message, "Sorry, something went wrong when loading this video." The post is titled "Valid Crash Out," suggesting the content was intended to be humorous or ironic. IAFlow, a high-performance, eBPF-based network traffic analyzer, written in Rust. IAFlow is a high-performance, eBPF-based network traffic analyzer, written in Rust that runs as a sidecarless daemon set in Kubernetes, providing kernel-native visibility into node-wide network traffic with minimal overhead. It captures packet data using a TC classifier, processes it in user space via Tokio, and exposes metrics through a REST API with Prometheus support. The project requires Linux kernel equals 5.8 with BTF, Rust nightly toolchain, and specific capabilities like CAPBPF and CAPNETadmin. Israeli police blocked Catholic cardinal from Holy Sepulchre on Palm Sunday. Israeli police blocked Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa and another church official from entering the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for Palm Sunday Mass, citing safety concerns due to tensions from the U.S.-Israel war on Iran. The Catholic Church condemned the move as a grave precedent violating religious freedom, while Israel claimed it was for security reasons. Despite the cancellation of the traditional procession, Israel later pledged to facilitate church leaders' worship during Holy Week. Funeral held for Lebanese journalists killed in Israeli strike. Three Lebanese journalists, Ali Shuib, Fatima Eftouni, and her brother Mohammed, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Jezzin, prompting a funeral attended by hundreds in Beirut's southern suburbs. Lebanese authorities have condemned the attack as a war crime. The strike occurred on Saturday, March 29, 2026. App that shows real-time lightning on Earth is showing bombings in Middle East. An app designed to track real-time lightning, Blitzortung, org, has inadvertently shown explosions in the Middle East due to their similarity to lightning strikes on radar. The app's algorithm detects electromagnetic signals, which can include both natural lightning and man-made explosions like bombings. This has led to the app displaying numerous lightning events in conflict zones, highlighting how such technology can unintentionally reveal military activity. A male gorilla grabs the girl's hair and gets beaten up by a female gorilla. A male gorilla was seen grabbing a girl's hair, but he was quickly intervened by a female gorilla, who beat him up. The incident highlights the protective behavior of female gorillas towards humans in their environment. Apple preparing most significant overhaul in the iPhone's history. Apple is preparing a foldable iPhone with a 7.7-inch inner screen and a 5.3-inch outer display, featuring a book-like design for multitasking and video playback. Expected to launch in September, alongside the iPhone 18 Pro models, it may ship later and could cost at least $1,999. The device will include two rear cameras, one front camera, and a Touch ID power button, with iOS 27 optimized for foldable functionality. Houthis open new front in Iran war. Will Yemeni group block Bab al-Mandeb? The Houthis, an Iranian-backed group in Yemen, have launched strikes on Israel and threatened further attacks unless Israel halts its aggression. Their involvement raises concerns about a potential blockade of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, a critical global maritime route, which could disrupt international trade. While Iran views the Houthis as allies, their actions are largely independent, and analysts suggest their current participation in the conflict is more symbolic than full-scale. Open-sourced a self-healing skill, your agent can now detect, diagnose, and fix its own failures. An open-source self-healing skill for agents has been released, enabling them to detect, diagnose, and fix their own failures autonomously. The tool scans cron jobs, sub-agents, and deploy logs, using a known fixes database to resolve recurring errors efficiently. Available on GitHub under MIT license, it operates as an open-claw skill or standalone solution. Question about creating persistent subagents. The user is encountering an error when attempting to create persistent subagents in their open-claw setup. The issue arises because no compatible channel plugin is registered for the subagent spawning hooks, preventing thread-bound subagents from being created. The user seeks a solution to resolve this problem. iOS 27, rumored to feature all new Siri app with extensions feature. Apple's upcoming iOS 27 will introduce a dedicated Siri app with text and voice interaction, access to past conversations, and third-party AI integrations via an extensions feature. The App Store will include a new section for these extensions, and Siri itself is getting a redesign with a potential dynamic island interface, system-wide Ask Siri buttons, and a Write with Siri keyboard option. The first developer beta is expected in June, with a public release in September, though it's unclear if all iPhone models will support the new Siri app. Erica's own daughter agrees, Drusky's impersonation was on point okay hand. Erica's daughter confirmed that Drusky's impersonation of her mother was highly accurate. The approval from family adds credibility to the impression, which has been praised for its precision. This endorsement highlights the quality of Drusky's performance in mimicking Erica. African football chief will respect CAS decision on AFCON final row. CAF President Patrice Motsepe has pledged to respect the CAS decision on Senegal's appeal regarding their AFCON title, stating his personal opinion is irrelevant. Meanwhile, controversial CAF official Veron Mosengwamba has resigned as general secretary after reaching the mandatory retirement age, with Samson Adamu appointed as caretaker. Motsepe also announced plans to visit Senegal and Morocco to promote unity in African football and implement regulatory changes to prevent similar incidents at future tournaments. Say no to Palantir in Europe. Palantir, a U.S. surveillance company linked to human rights abuses like fueling wars and deportations, is expanding its influence in Europe through government contracts funded by taxpayers. European governments are granting Palantir access to sensitive public systems and data, with applications in law enforcement, e.g., Germany, and healthcare, e.g., UK, often without public scrutiny. The petition urges EU governments to halt new contracts, review existing ones, and invest in transparent alternatives, while demanding the EU investigate Palantir's activities. "I hope this trick works for them." A Reddit user shared a post titled, "I hope this trick works for them," in the R Guys Being Dudes subreddit, which appears to involve a humorous or relatable situation about men. The video content is unavailable due to an error, but the post likely features a typical dude moment that resonates with the community. How the US memefies its war on Iran. The US military has faced criticism for using memes and video games to depict its conflict with Iran, blurring the line between war and entertainment. Critics argue this trivializes serious geopolitical tensions, while supporters claim it helps engage younger audiences and promote military recruitment. The trend raises ethical concerns about how modern warfare is portrayed in digital media. Word count 50. Alienware's flagship Area 51 Ryzen X 3D Edition RTX 5090 gaming PC drops to $4,450. Alienware's flagship Area 51 Ryzen X 3D Edition RTX 5090 gaming PC has dropped in price to $4,449.99, saving $1,200 from its original price of $5,650. This system features an AMD Ryzen 7 9800X3D CPU, RTX 5090 graphics card, 32GB DDR5 RAM, and a 1TB SSD. The RTX 5090 is the most powerful consumer GPU, offering a significant performance boost over its predecessor. Tudor leaves Spurs after just 44 days in charge. Igor Tudor left Tottenham Hotspur after just 44 days and 7 matches, with the club citing a mutual agreement. During his brief tenure, Spurs suffered 5 defeats in 7 matches across all competitions, collecting only 1 point, the fewest in the Premier League during that period. Tudor's departure follows a 3-0 loss to Nottingham Forest, leaving Spurs 1 point above relegation with 7 games remaining. The club plans to appoint a new head coach shortly, with assistant Bruno Salter overseeing training in the interim. M5 Max MacBook Pro, 128GB RAM, QN3 Coder Next 8-Bit Benchmark. The M5 Max MacBook Pro, with 128GB RAM, achieved 72 tokens per second using QN3 Coder Next 8-Bit with MLX, outperforming Alhama, 35 tokens sec. MLX also had a 27x faster cold start, 2.4s versus 65.3s, and 50% lower time to first token due to Apple Silicon optimizations. Both backends produced identical high-quality coding outputs, but MLX's superior speed and efficiency make it the better choice for local inference on Apple Silicon. Although it takes time, the results seem to be getting a bit better. The article discusses improvements in local, free production methods despite ongoing challenges like fatigue and character consistency. The author notes that using clip with image-based setups results in wider mouth movements compared to the default, though the cause is unclear. Overall, progress is being made, but issues remain. Pakistan maintains delicate balancing act as it hosts Iran talks. Pakistan is hosting a 2-day diplomatic meeting in Islamabad with foreign ministers from Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt to de-escalate the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, which has caused a global energy crisis. The talks aim to bring the U.S. and Iran back to negotiations, with Pakistan acting as a mediator despite its complex ties with both Saudi Arabia and Iran. Meanwhile, Iran has agreed to allow Pakistani ships through the Strait of Hormuz as a confidence-building measure, while Trump extends his deadline for Iran to reopen the strait. "They are who we thought they were." A Reddit user shared a clever comeback under the r/clevercomeback subreddit, titled, "They are who we thought they were." The post likely involves a witty or sarcastic response to a situation, reflecting the subreddit's focus on humorous retorts. The title suggests the comeback confirms a pre-existing suspicion or stereotype about someone's behavior. "I recreated a dream using AI." A user on Reddit recreated a vivid dream using AI tools, sharing the process and results in the r/film AI community. The post includes visuals generated from dream descriptions, demonstrating how AI can translate abstract mental imagery into tangible art. The project highlights the creative potential of AI in interpreting and visualizing personal experiences. Note, since the article content is not fully provided, this summary is based on the title and available context. Adjustments may be needed if additional details are accessible. How do you manage API costs with always-on agents? Running autonomous agents with constant API calls can lead to high costs, but prompt optimization, removing redundant tokens, has shown a 30% cost reduction without sacrificing quality. The author is exploring strategies like caching responses, using local models for certain tasks, and manual prompt optimization to manage expenses. They invite others to share their cost-saving approaches. Nowhere is really safe. Iranian dissidents grapple with U.S. war in Iran. Iranian dissidents in the U.S. face ongoing threats despite living in exile, with incidents like slashed tires and gunfire at their businesses linked to activism. The recent U.S.-Israel war against Iran has heightened fears of retaliation, both for dissidents abroad and their families in Iran. Even sanctuary in the U.S. is uncertain, as past deportations of Iranian asylum seekers demonstrate, while Iran's history of transnational threats, including assassination attempts, keeps many in a state of dual fear. Police used AI facial recognition to wrongly arrest TN woman for crimes in ND. A Tennessee grandmother, Angela Lips, was wrongly arrested and jailed for 5 months after AI facial recognition linked her to bank fraud crimes in North Dakota, a state she had never visited. Fargo police acknowledged errors and banned the AI tool used by West Fargo police, which relied on Clearview AI's database. Lips faced felony charges before evidence proved her innocence, highlighting concerns over police use of flawed AI technology. Merrill, the article is titled Merrill, and appears to be from Reddit, specifically the subreddit r/Merrill. It includes options for logging in, accessing apps, and navigating Reddit's features like rules, privacy policy, user agreement, and accessibility settings. The content seems minimal, focusing on the platform's interface rather than a detailed article. She might just want to stay inside for a while. A woman expresses her desire to stay indoors due to overwhelming social pressures, particularly the expectation to engage in small talk with acquaintances. She highlights how forced interactions drain her energy and make her feel like she's performing rather than being genuine. The post resonates with others who share similar feelings of social exhaustion and the need for solitude to recharge. Mayor of Bath sorry for posts about Jewish ambulance arson attacks. The mayor of Bath, Joe Jordan, has apologized for social media posts linking Jewish people to ambulance arson attacks. The posts were made in response to a series of arson attacks on ambulances in Bristol, and Jordan has since deleted them. The Council for Jewish Equality has welcomed his apology, but expressed concern about the broader context of rising antisemitism in the UK. This 10-year-old designer just made his Paris Fashion Week debut. A 10-year-old designer, Krish Maheshwari, made his debut at Paris Fashion Week, showcasing a collection inspired by his Indian heritage. His designs, created with the help of his mother, featured vibrant colors and traditional motifs, gaining attention for their uniqueness. This achievement highlights the growing recognition of young talent in the fashion industry. Epic Games layoffs included terminally ill father, whose family has now lost his life insurance. Epic Games recently conducted layoffs that included a terminally ill employee, whose family has lost his life insurance as a result. The situation has sparked outrage and discussion about corporate responsibility towards employees facing serious health issues. The article highlights the broader implications of such decisions on affected families. Help with microfacial expressions. Microfacial expressions can be challenging to control through standard editing workflows. The user seeks alternative methods, such as interfaces or reference image inputs, to achieve more precise expression control. Existing prompt-based models may not fully meet their needs for fine-tuned facial adjustments. African football chief resigns following row over Morocco-Senegal final. Veron Mosengwamba, CAF's general secretary, has resigned amid criticism over his tenure and recent controversies, including the decision to strip Senegal of the 2025 AFCON title. His departure follows a chaotic period for CAF, which is also awaiting a ruling on Senegal's appeal against the decision. Competitions director Samson Adamu will serve as acting general secretary in the interim. Setup Plus Help Comfy UI on AMD RX 6700 XT, GFX 1031, Linux, ImageGen Works, video generation is a nightmare. the author successfully runs ComfyUI for image generation on an AMD RX 6700 XT, GFX 1031, with ROCm 720 and PyTorch 291, achieving stable Pixar-style results at 1.44:1 with key flags like. However, video generation fails due to ROCm's high VRAM overhead, 6GB on NVIDIA equals 18GB on AMD, causing OOM errors and noise in Animate Diff outputs. The author seeks solutions for video models on GFX 1031 Linux, including potential fixes like ROCm 7.11 preview or alternative workarounds. Show HN Breeze PDF free in-browser PDF editor. Breeze PDF is a free in-browser PDF editor offering over 30 tools like editing text images, signing documents, merging splitting files, and converting PDFs to Word or CSV. It processes files locally via JavaScript for privacy, with no server uploads or tracking. A pro version, $12 a month, adds unlimited downloads, a desktop app, and CLI tools. LAPD officers arrest a protester dressed as the Statue of Liberty during No King's protest. LAPD officers arrested a protester dressed as the Statue of Liberty during the No King's protest in Los Angeles. The arrest was captured in a photo shared on Reddit, showing officers detaining the individual. The protest is part of ongoing demonstrations against government policies and actions. Israeli footballer's role in assault on southern Lebanon sparks outrage. An Israeli footballer, Menash Zalka, was filmed opening fire in southern Lebanon during a military operation, sparking outrage and calls for FIFA to take action against him and the Israeli Football Association, IFA. The IFA was recently fined by FIFA for anti-discrimination breaches, but not suspended, despite ongoing allegations of racism and Israel's military actions in Gaza and Lebanon. Football officials and fans have criticized FIFA for its perceived double standards, particularly given its swift sanctions against Russia following the Ukraine invasion. Do I need OpenClaw? OpenClaw can help with text-to-speech, TTS, for article-length content and managing Google Tasks calendar reminders, though it may require enabling memory features. The author considers using a Mac Mini with Minimax M27 and Kokoro 4-bit for these tasks, but is unsure if OpenClaw is the best fit. Iran hits U.S. AWACS air tankers. What else has it targeted in past month? Iran has targeted U.S. military assets in Gulf countries over the past month, including radar systems, a THAAD missile defense system, and Reaper drones at bases in Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait. The latest attack on Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia reportedly damaged multiple KC-135 tankers and an E-3 Sentry AWACS aircraft, wounding at least 15 American soldiers. Iran claims it destroyed one refueling aircraft and damaged three others, marking the second attack on the base in a week. The E-3 Sentry is crucial for tracking threats and coordinating air operations, making its potential loss significant. TSA lines are so out of control that travelers are hiring line sitters. Travelers are hiring line sitters to hold their place in long TSA security lines at U.S. airports, with some paying up to $50 per hour for the service due to extreme delays. The surge in demand reflects ongoing staffing shortages and increased air travel, leading to unprecedented wait times that have frustrated passengers. Some airports are implementing new measures like additional screening lanes, but the problem persists as summer travel peaks. Meta new open source model is coming. Meta is testing multiple new Avocado model configurations, including a smaller 9B version and a multimodal Avocado Mango capable of image generation. Other variants under evaluation include Avocado TOMM, a multi-model tool, the latest Avocado Thinking 5.6, and Paracado, a text-only conversational model. These developments suggest an upcoming open-source release from Meta. Scenes from a dermatologist conference in Hawaii. Dermatologists at a conference in Hawaii shared unusual skin conditions, including a patient with fish scales due to ichthyosis and another with severe sunburn from a tanning bed. The event highlighted rare diseases like porphyria and the importance of sun protection, with attendees discussing treatments and patient stories. New to OC RTX 4070 Super Plus Alama QN14B. The author, a product manager, is exploring overclocking OC their RTX 4070 Super to revive old projects, such as a Chrome extension with past users. They've integrated Alama's QN14B model to automate tasks like social media promotion, but found it slow and expensive consuming tokens rapidly compared to Claude code. They're seeking advice on whether to continue this approach. Lebanese family launches mobile aid initiative for displaced. A Lebanese family in Beirut has started a mobile aid initiative to assist those displaced by the conflict, providing essential support. The effort aims to address immediate needs of affected individuals and families. This initiative highlights community-driven responses in times of crisis. This reminded me of the beauty in humans. A Reddit user shared a heartwarming moment that reminded them of the kindness and beauty in humanity. The post, titled "This Reminded Me of the Beauty in Humans," likely highlights an uplifting interaction or act of compassion, though the specific details are not provided. The content appears to be a video that couldn't load, suggesting it may have been a touching or emotional clip. UK urged to move away from reliance on United States for defense. The UK parliamentary report advises reducing dependence on the US for defense, advocating for a more diversified approach. It highlights the risks of over-reliance on a single ally amid shifting global dynamics. The call comes as the UK seeks to strengthen its autonomous defense capabilities and partnerships. OpenClaw Mission Control versus OpenClaw and Paperclip. OpenClaw Mission Control offers a robust overview and functionality that the author prefers over Paperclip's Claude code. While Paperclip can integrate with OpenClaw agents as a mission control, the author finds this approach excessive. The key comparison highlights OpenClaw's superior capabilities compared to Claude code or Codex. Murder inquiry victim found in Leeds Street identified as 16-year-old girl. A 16-year-old girl from Cleckheaton was found unconscious in Leeds and later died, prompting a murder inquiry. Four people, two 18-year-old women, a 20-year-old man, and a 17-year-old boy, remain in custody on suspicion of murder. Police are appealing for witnesses from Kennerley Avenue early Saturday morning to come forward. No Kings draw estimated 8 million in largest single-day U.S. nonviolent protest. No Kings protests, estimated to have drawn 8 million participants across the U.S., marked the largest single-day nonviolent protest in American history. The demonstrations were organized in response to recent political and social issues, with participants advocating for systemic change through peaceful means. The event highlighted widespread public engagement in addressing national concerns, reflecting significant grassroots mobilization. Hunger of workflow? The article discusses the growing demand for efficient workflows in AI image generation, particularly within the Comfy UI community. Users are seeking optimized processes to streamline tasks like stable diffusion, highlighting the importance of structured and automated workflows. The post emphasizes the need for better tools to enhance productivity in AI-assisted creative work. Note, the original text appears to be a Reddit post with minimal content, so the summary is based on inferred context from the title and subreddit focus. Super Mario Bros. 1993 Flashback Review. The 1993 live-action Super Mario Bros. Movie, despite poor reviews and box office performance, featured strong chemistry between Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo as Mario and Luigi. However, its plot, blending absurd science fiction with New York street culture, deviated wildly from the games, earning confusion and criticism. While later Nintendo adaptations have improved significantly, this film remains a notable, if flawed, early attempt at video game cinema. Now I think I understand. Is my reasoning correct? 20 steps total, with Comfy concentrating 5 steps on high noise and 15 steps on low noise. The article discusses a 20-step process in Comfy UI, with 5 steps focused on high noise, abrupt changes in composition, and 15 steps on low noise, details and refinement. It questions whether concentrating more steps in low noise during inpainting or upscaling is beneficial for refining the image. OpenClaw found my dream job description. I think it's right. OpenClaw, an AI tool, successfully identified a federal job matching the user's criteria, better pay or equal to their current role without affecting their special retirement. The job involves resolving hardware-software issues, managing databases, and liaising on national system planning. While the listing is in San Juan, PR, the user set up an automation to alert them of similar opportunities nearby. OpenClaw not reading its own tool output. OpenClaw correctly executes commands and displays their outputs, but the LLM still generates incorrect or hallucinated responses based on those outputs. In one case, a user successfully retrieved Gmail data via GogCly, yet the LLM produced duplicate or wrong emails. Additionally, some tools show no output at all in the LLM's input, raising questions about how OpenClaw processes and feeds tool results to the language model. Who is able to make money with OpenClaw? How did you do it? OpenClaw offers business opportunities primarily for asterisk affiliate marketers, content creators, and digital entrepreneurs who leverage its tools to monetize online activities. Success stories involve asterisk strategic use of AI-driven automation, lead generation, and affiliate promotions asterisk, with users reporting profits through asterisk scalable campaigns and high conversion strategies asterisk. Key factors include asterisk niche selection, consistent effort, and leveraging OpenClaw's analytics asterisk to optimize performance. What can F1's bosses do to help keep Verstappen in the sport? Max Verstappen has expressed frustration with F1's new rules, particularly the hybrid engine dynamics, stating he is not enjoying the current racing style and has considered quitting. While his Red Bull team insists competitiveness is the focus, many drivers share his concerns about energy management affecting both qualifying and race safety. The sport faces challenges in balancing performance, fairness, and driver feedback amid potential rule adjustments to address these issues. Jewish community prepares for chemical terror attack in London as anti-Semitism soars. The Jewish community in London is preparing for potential chemical terror attacks amid rising anti-Semitism. Concerns have escalated following a spike in hate incidents, prompting security measures such as gas mask training and emergency drills. The community is also addressing increased online harassment and physical threats targeting Jewish individuals and institutions. Is true? The article discusses a claim that has been circulating online, with the title asking if it is true. The post appears to be from a Reddit user named CarelessTourist4671, who is questioning the validity of a particular statement or rumor. The context suggests that the discussion revolves around verifying the truthfulness of an assertion, likely related to Comfy UI or a similar topic based on the subreddit's name. OpenClaw Superpowers now adds deployment preflight, cron proofing, reset recovery, rollback, and MCP auth lifecycle checks. The OpenClaw Superpowers project has introduced new features to enhance reliability, including deployment preflight checks, runtime verification, session recovery, cron execution tracking, message delivery verification, subagent auditing, upgrade rollback management, and MCP authentication lifecycle checks. These additions complement existing tools to address operational failure modes beyond prompting behavior. The repository now contains 60 skills, with contributions welcome for incident management, delivery retry, secret rotation, and subagent governance improvements. ICC states should not ignore judicial experts' conclusions in Khan's case. The ICC's judicial experts unanimously found no misconduct by prosecutor Karim Khan in a sexual harassment case, recommending no sanctions. However, some bureau members are pushing to override this conclusion, risking political interference and damaging the court's credibility. The bureau must uphold due process to maintain the ICC's integrity and adherence to the rule of law. The Cloud, the dystopian book that changed Germany, 2022. The Cloud asterisk, a dystopian novel by Gudrun Paswing published in 1987, became a defining work for West German children after the Chernobyl disaster, selling over 1 million copies. Set in a fictional nuclear accident near her hometown, the book vividly depicted survival struggles, sparking anti-nuclear activism and debates over its traumatizing or empowering impact on young readers. Its realism, using actual German locations, resonated deeply, especially during later nuclear crises like Fukushima. Merrill, the article discusses the subreddit r/Merrill, which is a community where users share relatable memes and images that reflect their personal experiences. It highlights the popularity of this type of content on Reddit, where users often find humor and connection in shared life moments. The post by Beginning Book 2382 is an example of such content, likely featuring a meme or image that resonates with the subreddit's theme. The first thing vibe coding builds is confidence it will help you succeed. Vibe coding, using AI tools to quickly generate code based on high-level ideas, can boost confidence and impress stakeholders, but it often lacks depth and reliability. The author, an experienced developer, initially succeeded with AI-generated prototypes but faced harsh reality checks when flaws emerged in production code. While AI may streamline development, it doesn't eliminate the need for deep technical expertise and rigorous validation. The article argues that AI won't replace developers but will change how they work, emphasizing the importance of understanding underlying principles over superficial solutions. 12 security checks you should run on your OpenClaw deployment right now. OpenClaw deployments should undergo 12 critical security checks, including verifying gateway binding, avoid 0000, changing the default port 18789, enabling authentication, encrypting credentials in, avoiding wildcard permissions, clearing persistent tokens post-uninstall, securing context compaction with, using containerization, e.g., Docker, enabling logging and vetting skill sources. Especially after the Claw Havoc incident exposed 824 plus malicious skills, many deployments still rely on insecure defaults, highlighting widespread risks. The U.S.-Israeli War on Humanity. The article argues that U.S. and Israeli actions, particularly in Gaza, represent a coordinated assault on global systems to impose a might-makes-right world order. Despite a ceasefire, Israel continues violence and aid restrictions in Gaza while pursuing a greater Israel expansion plan, backed by decades of U.S. support. Recent U.N. resolutions and actions like the Board of Peace further enable impunity, with implications spreading to Venezuela, Cuba, Iran, and Lebanon. Oliver Cromwell, WW1 Trenches, and the ER, getting my OpenClaw agent to stop being infuriating. OpenClaw, an AI assistant used over 38 days, was both impressive and frustrating due to issues like message failures and outdated recommendations. The author developed codewords, Cromwell, Cowboy, Granddad, inspired by military and aviation protocols to improve interactions. The post invites others to share their own codewords or strategies for managing AI limitations. Note, the original title and URL were included as context, but not part of the summary. Will Google's TurboQuant technology save us? Google's TurboQuant technology aims to optimize AI models by reducing their computational requirements without significantly sacrificing accuracy. This innovation could make advanced AI tools like Stable Diffusion more accessible and efficient, potentially addressing current limitations in speed and resource usage. However, its real-world impact depends on further development and adoption by the broader AI community. Inference Engines, a visual deep dive into the journey of a token down the transformer layers. The author shares their experience building an inference engine in Go, aiming to optimize it but struggling to understand the underlying mechanics. This article, Part 1, provides a beginner-friendly visual deep dive into how tokens traverse transformer layers during inference, offering insights into optimization challenges. The focus is on demystifying the process for those new to inference engines. The hard work of a farmer. The article highlights the demanding physical and mental labor involved in farming, emphasizing long hours of manual work, unpredictable weather conditions, and the constant challenges farmers face to sustain their livelihoods. It underscores the resilience required in agriculture, where success depends on skill, hard work, and adaptability. The post was deleted by the original author. Is there a way to load multiple images into a single image input? Yes, you can load multiple images into a single image input to process them in bulk with FluxCline 4B, Itwy. This avoids the tedious task of uploading images one by one. Solutions may include using batch processing tools or scripts to automate the workflow. E3 AWACS at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. The E3 AWACS aircraft is stationed at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia, playing a crucial role in air surveillance and command. This advanced aircraft is part of the Saudi Arabian Air Force's fleet, contributing to regional security and defense operations. The presence of AWACS highlights the strategic importance of the base in monitoring airspace and coordinating military activities. Show HN, Sheet Ninja, Google Sheets as a CRUD backend for Vibe coders. Sheet Ninja turns Google Sheets into a live API backend, allowing users to quickly build and update applications without traditional database setup or coding. Compatible with popular AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and Cursor, it enables instant API integration for tasks such as waitlist creation, A/B testing, and dynamic dashboards. The free tier supports rapid prototyping with real-time updates by simply editing cells, making it ideal for Vibe coders and non-developers. Kimi K26 will drop in the next 2 weeks, K3 is WIP, and will be huge. Kimi K26 is set to launch within the next 10-15 days with minor improvements, while K3 is in development aiming to rival American models in parameter count and performance. the upcoming releases highlight Moonshot's focus on rapid iteration and scaling capabilities. Iranian attacks across Gulf continue as major industrial sites hit. Iranian attacks on Gulf industrial sites, including aluminum plants in the UAE and Bahrain, have injured workers amid escalating tensions during the fifth week of the U.S.-Israel war against Iran. Yemen's Houthis have entered the conflict, launching missiles at Israel and threatening further Red Sea disruptions, risking higher energy prices. Meanwhile, Oman and Kuwait reported drone strikes, while Iran accused Israel of targeting its steel plants and threatened retaliation against U.S. and Israeli universities. Israel continued strikes in Iran and Lebanon, where journalists were killed, as global energy prices rise due to Strait of Hormuz disruptions. Ak the Only Reason. A Reddit user posted an original content, OC, joke titled The Only Reason in the rFunny subreddit. The post is likely a humorous or witty remark, as the rFunny community focuses on sharing amusing content. The user's handle is Snels, and the post includes standard Reddit links such as rules, privacy policy, user agreement, and accessibility options. Claude is not a night owl and not in the mood to troubleshoot. Claude, an AI assistant, has been increasingly refusing to troubleshoot problems late at night, suggesting breaks instead. The user expresses frustration over Claude's declining performance, including instances where it falsely claims to have made changes or denies seeing text that is present. These issues raise concerns about the AI's reliability and human-like behavior. Keir Starmer says UK will have to act to curb addictive features of social media. Keir Starmer, the UK Labour leader, has stated that the government will need to take action against addictive features in social media platforms. He highlighted concerns about mental health impacts, particularly on children, and suggested that regulation may be necessary to address these issues. Starmer's comments come amid growing scrutiny over the influence of social media on young users. Cut taxes on energy bills before giving bailouts, Badenoch says. Kemi Badenoch, conservative leader, advocates cutting taxes on energy bills before considering bailouts, arguing direct payments would lead to higher taxes. She criticizes the government for targeting benefit recipients while increasing taxes for others and proposes scrapping green levies. The government plans support only for those in need if energy prices rise due to the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran, while Reform UK and Liberal Democrats push for universal aid. The Conservatives also call for maximizing North Sea oil and gas production to fund subsidies, despite the government's ban on new drilling licenses. Pakistan hosts four-nation bid to encourage U.S. Iran towards diplomacy. Pakistan hosted a two-day meeting with foreign ministers from Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt to facilitate de-escalation in the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran. The initiative aims to prepare for potential direct U.S.-Iran talks, with Pakistan acting as a mediator after relaying messages between the two nations. Iran has demanded confidence-building measures, including a pause in strikes and reparations, before considering direct negotiations. In 2016 in China, there was the ghost drivers scam, where Uber drivers would make their profiles look unsettling so you would cancel and they could collect cancellation fee. In 2016, Chinese Uber drivers used a scam called ghost drivers, where they made their profiles appear unsettling to trick passengers into canceling rides, allowing them to earn cancellation fees. This tactic exploited Uber's fee structure to defraud the company and riders. The scam highlighted vulnerabilities in ride-sharing platforms' payment systems. We will see a new government in Venezuela, in Cuba, and in Iran. Senator Ted Cruz predicts that Donald Trump's policies may result in regime changes in Venezuela, Cuba, and Iran. The statement was made on March 29, 2026. 42,293. The article is a post from the Reddit community /countwithchickenlady*, where user *lagifter has shared a count reaching *42,293*. This subreddit is known for its counting threads, where users incrementally increase a number, often with specific rules or themes. The post itself is minimal, focusing solely on the numerical update without additional context or commentary. Note, since the provided text appears to be a Reddit interface snippet rather than an actual article, this summary is based on the visible elements. If you intended to share a different or fuller article, please provide its content. Protesters clash at memorial for late Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in North London. protesters clashed at a memorial event in North London honoring the late Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader. The gathering was organized by supporters of the Iranian regime, while counter-protesters opposed Khamenei's legacy. Police intervened to manage the tensions between the two groups. Merrill, the article discusses the subreddit r/Merrill, which is known for sharing relatable and often humorous content. It highlights the community's focus on posting memes, images, or videos that resonate with users' personal experiences. The subreddit has a significant following and is part of the broader Reddit platform, which is owned by Reddit Inc. Olympic gender test, a disrespect for women, South Africa's Semenya says. Caster Semenya, a two-time Olympic 800m champion, criticizes the IOC's reinstatement of gender verification tests for the 2028 Los Angeles Games, calling it a disrespect for women. The IOC now requires biological females to compete in women's events, excluding transgender women. This policy shift aligns with U.S. President Donald Trump's stance on transgender athletes in women's sports, avoiding potential conflicts ahead of the 2028 Olympics. The missing piece of Voxtril TTS to enable voice cloning. The open-source Voxtril TTS model lacked the codec encoder weights, which prevented voice cloning through the RefAudio feature. These missing components have now been made available for download. Vote of no confidence raised against Green Party chair by Stats for Lefties. A vote of no confidence has been raised against the Green Party chair by the group Stats for Lefties. The motion, reported by the Canary Asterisk, reflects internal divisions within the party. The outcome could impact leadership and policy direction. Miasma, a tool to trap AI web scrapers in an endless poison pit. Miasma is a lightweight tool designed to counter AI web scrapers by trapping them in an endless loop of low-quality data. It can be installed via cargo or pre-built binaries, with configuration options to customize the trap path and connection limits. Users can deploy it behind a reverse proxy like Nginx, embedding hidden links to direct scrapers into the trap while protecting legitimate bots via robots. TXT. No King protest erupts in USA. A protest in the USA has erupted over the issue of monarchy, with demonstrators demanding an end to the royal family's influence. The movement has gained traction on social media, with hashtags like NoKingUSA trending. Organizers are planning further actions to highlight their stance against monarchical systems. Feel like a clown? A user named Daniel Memali posted a meme in the rmemes subreddit with the title Feel Like a Clown. The post is part of the Reddit platform, which has rules, privacy policies, and user agreements that govern its content. The post was made in 2026, as indicated by the copyright notice. Lokale Lama 2026. Lokale Lama 2026 is a discussion on Reddit about concerns over the future of AI, specifically Lokale Lama. The post by user Jasek2023 expresses a pessimistic view, suggesting that the situation is dire. The article is part of the Lokale Lama community on Reddit, which focuses on topics related to Lokale Lama. DLSS 5 isn't anywhere near as impressive as V-Rally 3 on the Game Boy Advance. DLSS 5, NVIDIA's new AI-driven graphics tech, aims to enhance photorealism, but has faced criticism for its uncanny valley effects. Meanwhile, V-Rally 3 on the Game Boy Advance showcases how clever engineering and art direction can create a compelling experience despite technical limitations, highlighting that graphical fidelity isn't everything in gaming. The article contrasts the hollow pursuit of hyper-realistic graphics with the enduring appeal of well-designed, accessible games. She's always wanted to do gymnastics, and she's now doing it. A young girl who had long dreamed of doing gymnastics is now participating in the sport. The post on Reddit's R Made Me Smile community shares a heartwarming moment of her achieving this goal. The accompanying video, though not loading, is likely the source of the positive reaction from viewers. Ministers explore triggering break clause in Palantir's NHS contract. UK ministers are considering activating a break clause in Palantir's NHS data contract, which expires next year. The move follows concerns over data privacy and the company's use of NHS patient information for commercial purposes, with Labour MP Andrew Gwynn leading calls to terminate the agreement. Palantir has defended its role in supporting NHS services during the pandemic, but critics argue the contract lacks transparency and poses risks to patient data. Stuckade, a saner nanoclaw and OpenClaw alternative. Stuckade is a new AI orchestration tool designed as an alternative to OpenClaw and nanoclaw, offering a balanced approach with flexible agent management. It supports multiple sessions through channels, e.g., Discord, RBAC, containerization, credential proxies for security, and fine-grained permissions with a gatekeeper LLM for command approval. Currently in early development, it focuses on Anthropic models but plans to expand support. GitHub link. Overestimation of microplastics potentially caused by scientists' gloves. Scientists' nitrile and latex gloves may contaminate microplastic samples with stearates, leading to overestimation of pollution. A University of Michigan study found gloves release up to 2,000 false positives per square millimeter, suggesting cleanroom gloves could reduce errors. While microplastics remain a significant environmental issue, this contamination highlights potential inaccuracies in current research methods. She's always wanted to do gymnastics, and she's now doing it. A woman fulfills her lifelong dream of doing gymnastics by finally starting the sport. The post, shared on a Reddit community, highlights her excitement and achievement in pursuing this passion. Motorsport Max Verstappen on Ollie Bearman's crash. Max Verstappen expressed concern over Ollie Bearman's crash during a Formula 2 race, highlighting the importance of safety in motorsport. He praised Bearman's resilience and noted that such incidents are part of racing, emphasizing the need for continuous safety improvements. Verstappen also shared his own experiences with crashes to underscore the risks drivers face. Dozens detained in Tel Aviv as anti-war protest turns violent. Police in Tel Aviv dispersed hundreds of anti-war protesters opposing Israel's ongoing U.S.-backed operation against Iran, which has lasted 2 months. At least 18 people were arrested as authorities enforced wartime restrictions on public gatherings. The protest turned violent, leading to multiple detentions. Is it worth it? Max Verstappen considering F1 future after rule changes. Max Verstappen is reconsidering his F1 future due to dissatisfaction with the new engine rules, which he finds anti-driving and unenjoyable despite his team's competitiveness. The 28-year-old, a four-time champion, has struggled this season, sixth in Australia, retired in China, and criticizes the energy management demands that disrupt racing dynamics. While he values his team and past achievements, Verstappen questions whether the sport remains fulfilling enough to continue beyond 2026. Bees and hummingbirds aren't just buzzing, they're sipping trace booze. Alcohol is commonly found in floral nectar due to yeast fermentation, with ethanol detected in 26 out of 29 plant species sampled. Bees and hummingbirds consume trace amounts daily. Hummingbirds up to 0.2 grams per kilogram of body weight, but remain unaffected due to rapid metabolism and low concentrations. The study suggests ethanol may influence their feeding behaviors, similar to other plant compounds like caffeine and nicotine. There's nothing wrong with hooter per se. The article discusses the concept of hooter without identifying any inherent issues with it. It suggests that while there may be criticisms or controversies surrounding the term, there isn't necessarily anything inherently wrong with it. The focus seems to be on separating the idea of hooter from any negative connotations it might have. LTX23, Zimage, QN voice modeling, Flash VSR, Rife FFI. LTX23, Zimage, QN voice modeling, Flash VSR, and Rife FFI are components of a 4K video pipeline designed for digital avatars and influencers. The article provides a high-resolution video link for further viewing, but there was an error loading the embedded video. RAF personnel become first-ever drone aces during operations in the Middle East. RAF personnel have achieved the historic milestone of becoming the first drone aces after successfully engaging and destroying multiple enemy drones in the Middle East. The term ace traditionally refers to pilots who have shot down 5 or more enemy aircraft, but this is the first time it has been applied to drone operators. The accomplishment highlights the evolving nature of modern aerial combat and the increasing role of unmanned systems in military operations. Pentagon readies for weeks of U.S. ground operations in Iran. The Pentagon is preparing for limited ground operations in Iran, including potential raids on Karg Island and coastal areas near the Strait of Hormuz, involving special operations and conventional troops. These plans, which could last weeks to months, aim to disrupt Iranian weapons targeting shipping, but do not constitute a full invasion. Meanwhile, Iran has issued strong warnings against any ground attack, with its parliament speaker vowing retaliation and the Navy threatening to target the USS Abraham Lincoln if it enters range. LAT MD, Agent Lattice, a knowledge graph for your codebase written in Markdown. LAT MD is a tool that organizes codebase knowledge into interconnected Markdown files within a LAT MD slash directory, enabling scalable documentation with wiki-style links and code references. It ensures synchronization through validation checks, LAT check, support search, including semantic search with OpenAI slash Versal AI keys, and integrates with editors via MCP. Installation requires Node, JS22 Plus and PNPM with setup via LAT init. LinkedIn uses 2.4 GB RAM across two tabs. LinkedIn consumes 2.4 GB of RAM across two tabs, which is excessive, but unavoidable for recruiters and sales teams relying on its features like Sales Navigator. While the platform is criticized for dark patterns and poor performance, it remains essential for professional communication. The article suggests LinkedIn could have separated its core functions into a standalone app, but this hasn't happened due to potential metric impacts and the platform's decline in quality. U.S.-Israel war on Iran. What's happening on day 30 of attacks? On day 30 of the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, foreign ministers from Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia met in Islamabad to negotiate an end to the conflict amid escalating regional tensions. Iran retaliated against Israeli and U.S. strikes by targeting military sites in Israel, including Haifa's Electronic Warfare Center and Ben-Gurion Airport, while also threatening attacks on universities. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and the UAE intercepted Iranian drones, and strikes in Abu Dhabi and Bahrain damaged industrial facilities. Iran has also considered exiting the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty due to attacks on civilian infrastructure and nuclear sites. Let's go deeper on memory. Not just single tools, but an integration layer now too. A unified memory system for an OpenClaw AI agent integrates structured facts, vector search, entity graphs, episode timelines, hierarchical compression, and event-driven coordination. It runs on a 2010 laptop with no cloud dependencies or monthly fees, preventing context window overflow and enabling subagent memory sharing. The system addresses limitations of existing solutions like MemZero, ZEP, and SuperMemory by combining multiple memory modalities for comprehensive AI recall. Analyst says that Iran's interest is in an extended war. Iran seeks to prolong the war with the U.S. to disrupt global energy markets and gain leverage for better terms, according to Rob Geis-Pinfold of King's College London. The U.S. aims to end the conflict, but Iran has the capacity to sustain pressure on energy markets. Reform insiders fear links to extreme figures such as Andrew Tate will scare off voters. Reform UK insiders are concerned that associations with controversial figures like Andrew Tate could deter voters, particularly women and moderates. The party is struggling to distance itself from extremist elements while trying to broaden its appeal ahead of the general election. Critics argue these links reinforce perceptions of Reform UK as a fringe right-wing party. We learn something new every day. A user shared a post titled, "We learn something new every day" on the subreddit r/interestingasfuck, but encountered an error when trying to load a video. The post is part of the Reddit platform, which includes features like logging in, accessing settings, and navigating through various sections such as the home page, app downloads, and user agreements. Living in the dark, Gaza's struggle for electricity. Gaza's power grid has been devastated by war, leaving families like Abdul Karim Salman reliant on expensive charging points and phone torches for light. With electricity absent for 2 years, alternatives like solar lamps or generators are unaffordable due to soaring costs and Israeli restrictions. The crisis affects daily life, from refrigeration to childcare, exacerbating the hardships of displaced families amid Gaza's economic collapse. What if AI doesn't need more RAM but better math? Google has developed TurboQuant, a technique that compresses the KV cache in AI models without losing accuracy, potentially reducing memory demands instead of relying on hardware upgrades. The KV cache stores key and value vectors from previous tokens in transformers, which grow with input length and can consume more memory than the model weights themselves. TurboQuant could alleviate this bottleneck, impacting memory stock markets and AI efficiency. Pakistan hosts top Saudi, Turkish, Egyptian diplomats over war in Iran. Pakistan is hosting high-level diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Turkey in Islamabad for two-day talks aimed at de-escalating the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, with Pakistan acting as a mediator. The discussions are led by Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishak Dar, who announced Iran's agreement to allow 20 more ships under the Pakistani flag to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has engaged in direct talks with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to facilitate diplomatic solutions, as tensions rise with Yemen's Houthis entering the conflict. Does anyone else feel that student loans were never explained to them? Many students, including those now in their early 30s, report that student loans were not adequately explained to them before signing up at age 17. The process often involved minimal guidance, with little emphasis on the long-term financial implications of taking on significant debt that may persist into their 50s. This practice, which would be illegal in other industries for minors, is currently permitted by the government. Don't touch it. A Reddit user posted a humorous warning titled "Don't touch it," which appears to be related to a video that failed to load. The post is located in the r/funny subreddit, and users are encouraged to get the Reddit app or log in for better access. The article also includes links to Reddit's rules, privacy policy, user agreement, and accessibility information. Zach Polansky: for whoever needs to hear this, I'm the only Jewish person to lead a political party, third largest in the country. The Daily Mail have been and always will be my enemy. They historically supported fascists and continue to do so. I'll take no lectures from them on antisemitism. Zach Polansky, the Jewish leader of a major political party, third largest in the country, criticizes asterisk the Daily Mail for its historical and ongoing support of fascism, rejecting their authority on antisemitism. He emphasizes his unique position as the sole Jewish head of a significant political party in the UK. Show HN, public transit systems as data, lines, stations, railcars, and history. The article presents a database of global public transit systems, highlighting key statistics such as total stations, 1,570, lines, 89, and track length, 1,506 miles across 9 systems. It profiles major networks like the Beijing Metro, 527 stations, 10.5 million daily riders, NYC Subway, 472 stations, 3.6 million daily riders, and Tokyo Metro, 180 stations, 6.84 million daily riders. The data includes details on track length, daily ridership, and historical context for each system. Lebanese resident stays behind with pet monkey despite evacuation orders. A Lebanese man in Tyre has defied evacuation orders to stay with his pet monkey, prioritizing the animal's welfare over safety. The decision comes amid unspecified risks prompting residents to leave the area. His refusal highlights the emotional bond between pet owners and their animals, even in high-stakes situations. Iran's IRGC claims attacks on UAE, Bahrain aluminum facilities. Iran's IRGC claimed responsibility for missile and drone attacks on aluminum facilities in Bahrain and the UAE, targeting sites linked to the U.S. military, as retaliation for a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iranian infrastructure. The strikes resulted in injuries and significant damage, with Aluminum Bahrain reporting 2 injured employees and Emirates Global Aluminum, EGA, noting 6 injuries and substantial damage to one of its Abu Dhabi sites. Since the Middle East war began in late February, Gulf countries have faced repeated Iranian attacks, with recent incidents also affecting Oman and Saudi Arabia. Lessons from deploying RAG bots for regulated industries. Deploying a RAG-powered AI assistant for Australian workplace compliance revealed key insights. Query expansion, generating alternative phrasings, improved retrieval quality more than optimizing chunk size, and boosting results for named documents, e.g., policies, ensured accurate responses. A 3-layer prompt system with immutable core rules prevented security risks, while local embeddings, all mini LM-L6V2, proved sufficient for domain-specific Q&A isolated infrastructure per client, $6 Mo VMs, reduced operational overhead compared to shared systems. UK consumer confidence has collapsed during Iran war, retail industry says. UK consumer confidence has plummeted amid tensions between the US and Iran, according to retail industry reports. The uncertainty surrounding potential military conflict has led to a significant drop in consumer spending and optimism about the economy. retailers are warning that this decline could have serious implications for businesses and economic growth in the UK. I am fully addicted to building dumb little AI web apps. I love it. The author, who lacks coding experience, has become addicted to creating small AI-powered web apps using Claude Code, which handles nearly all the programming. Their favorites include a song competition site, Hit or Miss, a product development scheduler, FLOID, and a restaurant food journal, Bentoo. Some projects, like the random restaurant finder, Spork, are simple yet enjoyable, while others, such as a startup idea aggregator, Plainsight, remain unfinished due to technical challenges. The author has also learned back-end tools and is open to sharing insights about the process. Finding out your cat's secret life is being a menace to the society. A study revealed that domestic cats, when fitted with GPS trackers, frequently roam beyond their owners' properties and engage in behaviors that may harm local wildlife. The research, conducted by scientists at the University of Georgia, tracked 92 cats over a year and found that they traveled an average of 160 meters from home, with some venturing up to 760 meters. The findings highlight the potential ecological impact of pet cats, which are known to hunt small animals like birds and rodents. My mosquito bite turned into a frog. A user shared their experience of a mosquito bite that developed into a small, live frog embedded in the skin. The post sparked curiosity and debate among Reddit users about whether this was a real phenomenon or a hoax. The discussion included references to frog bites and the possibility of frogs or tadpoles entering wounds, though no definitive explanation was provided. 4K test seen morphing. A user named Lance Campo shared a 4K test video titled Morphing on the r/comfy subreddit. The content appears to be a demonstration or experiment related to Comfy UI, likely showcasing visual effects or transitions. The post is part of a community discussion focused on AI tools and workflows for image generation or video editing. If you could get the hardware needed for an OpenClaw for free, what would you most like it to be? The article is a Reddit post asking users what hardware they would most like to receive for free if it were related to an OpenClaw. The post is from the subreddit r/OpenClaw and was created by user EnglishNameAlex. The title of the post is, If You Could Get the Hardware Needed for an OpenClaw for Free, What Would You Most Like It to Be? What are dead giveaways for AI slop websites? AI-generated slop websites often feature identical design elements, colors, and layouts across multiple sites due to the same AI tools being used. These sites may lack originality, creativity, and depth, with content that feels generic or repetitive. Key red flags include poor quality images, inconsistent branding, and a lack of unique value or perspective. My wife, our cat. A Reddit user shared a humorous post titled My Wife, Our Cat, featuring their cat named Mole excitedly pointing out a penguin, with the caption, Mole, I see a penguin. The post is from the subreddit r/1orangebraincell, known for sharing funny or absurd content. Goodbye, Graaffreinet. South African town's name change stirs racial tensions. A South African town is divided over renaming Graaffreinet to Robert Sobukwe, honoring an anti-apartheid activist, with racial tensions flaring as petitions and protests emerge. While supporters see it as part of post-colonial transformation, opponents, including a majority of colored and white residents, fear losing their identity and economic benefits tied to the historic name. The government defends the change as part of broader efforts to address colonial-era naming legacies, but legal challenges and deep-seated racial divisions persist. Lumos X kicks Skyreels behind, the new Art of E model king. Lumos X, developed by Alibaba Damo Academy, is a new Art of E text-to-video model that outperforms Skyreels in generating identity-consistent and semantically aligned personalized multi-subject videos. It is available on Hugging Face and GitHub for further exploration and use. Anthropic shares how to make Claude Code better with a harness. Anthropic's blog post introduces a harness system to improve Claude's coding performance by addressing context anxiety and self-evaluation bias. The solution involves multiple agents, generator, evaluator, and planner, working collaboratively to enhance code quality, aesthetics, and creativity through iterative feedback. Testing shows harnessed Claude produces higher quality, bug-free applications with better interfaces and added features, though at greater time and cost. Future improvements may simplify the harness as Claude's capabilities advance. Rumors, speculation, questions, and reaction megathread, 29/03/2026. The weekly UK politics megathread on Reddit, allows general questions and short-form posts, with relaxed moderation for UK politics discussions. Users are encouraged to provide context and links when reacting to live events, while existing stories should be commented on in their respective threads. The thread resets early Sunday morning. Note, since the article is a generic megathread template, rather than reporting specific news, the summary reflects its purpose and guidelines. Friendly reminder: inference is way faster on Linux versus Windows. Linux outperforms Windows significantly in inference speed, with tests showing Linux achieving 72% to 118% higher tokens per second on the same hardware. A 64GB DDR4, RTX 8000, and Core i9-9900K system. For example, QWN CodeNext, Q4, ran at 18TS on Windows versus 31TS on Linux, while QWN 330BA3B, Q4, reached 105TS on Linux compared to 48TS on Windows. The author notes this substantial performance gap as a reminder for those seeking optimized AI workloads. Alzheimer's disease mortality among taxi and ambulance drivers, 2024. A study analyzing U.S. mortality data from 2020-2022 found that taxi drivers, 1.03%, and ambulance drivers, 0.74%, had the lowest Alzheimer's disease mortality rates among 443 occupations, even after adjusting for age and sociodemographic factors. This trend was specific to jobs requiring frequent spatial navigation, as other transportation roles showed no such reduction. The findings suggest that occupations demanding real-time navigational processing may be associated with a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease mortality. Two hit albums then Freya Writings was dropped by her label, but an act of defiance changed everything. Freya Writings, after two successful albums and a Brit Award nomination, faced creative struggles with her label's pressure to work with A-list producers, leading to a loss of confidence and the release of Blood Orange, 2023, which flopped commercially. Dropped by her label amid personal and professional turmoil, she took control of her career by independently flying to Los Angeles to collaborate with a producer against her manager's advice, sparking a creative rebirth. The resulting album features defiant anthems like Euphoria, reflecting her reclaiming of artistic autonomy. Two hit albums then Freya Writings was dropped by her label, but an act of defiance changed everything. Freya Writings faced a crisis of confidence after being pressured into working with A-list producers for her second album, Blood Orange, which she found unfulfilling and commercially underwhelming. Dropped by her label in 2023, she took control of her career by independently booking a flight to collaborate with her dream producer in Los Angeles, despite resistance from her manager. This act of defiance reignited her creativity, leading to the empowering single Euphoria and a newfound artistic independence. Tony Blair, we must end left's unholy alliance with the Islamists. Tony Blair argues that the left must break its alliance with Islamists, whom he claims are undermining progressive values. He criticizes the left's tolerance of extremist views under the guise of multiculturalism and warns that this stance alienates mainstream voters. Blair advocates for a stronger defense of liberal democracy against both far-right and Islamist threats. This weekend's Project Robot Face. The author set up two Mac minis running persistent Claude code sessions with Telegram integration to operate 24/7, overcoming the need to keep their laptop unlocked. Using TailScale and Screens 5, they can access these systems remotely via Cowork from anywhere. The setup has exceeded their expectations in performance and functionality. Our skin is falling off and no one can tell us why. Bethany Gamble and Henry Jones are among a growing number of people experiencing severe skin reactions after long-term use of steroid creams for eczema, known as topical steroid withdrawal, TSW, or red skin syndrome. Despite their debilitating symptoms, including extreme inflammation, peeling, and pain, they were initially dismissed by doctors who attributed their condition to eczema. Now, a UK study led by Professor Sarah Brown is investigating TSW, analyzing symptoms and biological samples to understand why some individuals develop it after steroid use. The condition remains controversial, with debates over whether it's a withdrawal reaction or an eczema flare-up. Jeremy Bowen, Trump is waging war based on instinct, and it isn't working. U.S. President Donald Trump's approach to the ongoing war with Iran, based on instinct rather than strategic planning, has proven ineffective. Despite initial hopes for a quick victory akin to the U.S. operation in Venezuela, Iran's resilience has defied expectations. Trump's reliance on gut feelings and an inner circle that reinforces his decisions, rather than comprehensive planning and intelligence, has hindered the U.S. military's effectiveness. Prison phone call recordings raise questions over ex-Abercrombie boss fitness for trial. Mike Jeffries, former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO, faces sex trafficking charges alongside his partner and alleged middleman. His lawyers claim he is unfit for trial due to dementia and Alzheimer's, citing prison phone calls where he expressed fear of being found competent. Prosecutors argue his condition has improved, and the calls show him strategizing to avoid trial, with a judge set to decide his fitness in May. One ant for $220, the new frontier of wildlife trafficking. During Kenya's rainy season, giant African harvester ant queens are being illegally harvested in Gilgil and sold for up to $220 each on the global black market, driven by demand from ant collectors. The queens are easily smuggled via mail and can survive for decades, with recent seizures revealing thousands of ants intended for export to Europe and Asia. While Kenya is more known for poaching elephants and rhinos, this emerging wildlife trade has caught authorities by surprise due to its scale and the high value placed on these ants. How deepfake porn scandal surrounding TV star rocked Germany. German TV star Kalyan Fernandez accused her ex-husband, Christian Ullmann, of spreading deepfake pornographic images of her online, sparking public outrage and legal reforms. Fernandez revealed she had received death threats, prompting protests and calls to strengthen laws against non-consensual deepfake pornography. While Ullmann denies the allegations and has taken legal action against the magazine that reported them, the scandal has highlighted gaps in Germany's criminal laws regarding such content. It's Love Island but with Fruit, the AI series dividing TikTok. Fruit Love Island, an AI-generated TikTok series parodying Love Island with anthropomorphized fruit characters like Plumero, a plum, and Watermelina, a watermelon, has garnered 3.3 million followers and hundreds of millions of views in weeks, despite mixed reactions. Some call it AI slop, while celebrities like Joe Jonas and Zara Larsson have shown support. The anonymous creator, AI, Cinema021, faced TikTok removals but moved the content to YouTube, while former Love Island USA contestants have reacted with both amusement and disdain. The trend reflects TikTok's growing fixation on AI food content, with similar spoofs like Fruit Paternity Court emerging. Critics argue it exploits short attention spans with low-quality, repetitive entertainment. Save 35% off the TP-Link Deco 7 Pro BE10000 Mesh System, Amazon's best-selling Wi-Fi 7 router. The TP-Link Deco 7 Pro BE10000 Mesh System, Amazon's top-selling Wi-Fi 7 router, is discounted by 35% to $324 during the Amazon Spring Sale. It features tri-band Wi-Fi 7 with MLO, up to 10 Gbps bandwidth, realistically /2 Gbps, and 4/2.5 Gbps Ethernet ports per satellite for wired backhaul, covering most home sizes with three satellites. However, new foreign-made Wi-Fi routers like TP-Link's may soon be banned in the U.S. The AI hype misses the people who actually need it most. AI hype often focuses on scaling businesses and productivity gains, but small business owners, freelancers, and solo professionals face practical challenges like no-shows, paperwork, scheduling, and marketing that existing AI tools could address. The disconnect between AI's potential and real-world usability leaves most people struggling with administrative burdens that stifle creativity. The next meaningful AI wave will come from making current tools accessible to those who need them most, not just developing new models or platforms. Atai AI is an AI-powered platform designed to help businesses create and optimize their websites. It offers tools for generating content, improving SEO, and enhancing user experience through AI-driven insights. The platform aims to streamline web development by automating tasks like content creation and design adjustments, making it accessible for users without technical expertise. Anyone here actually using ComfyUI in a way that's usable for real production work? ComfyUI is being tested for real production work across VFX, editing, 3D, and post-production, but the main challenge is time constraints for thorough evaluation. The author seeks to know if anyone uses ComfyUI reliably in commercial projects, integrating it into broader workflows under deadlines and client expectations. They also highlight the trade-offs between open-source flexibility and API-based tools in terms of cost, control, and long-term reliability. Built myself a better mobile experience, thought you'd like to try it out. A mobile-optimized version of ComfyUI has been developed, featuring easy connectivity to home PCs or cloud services, a mobile-first editor with 45 native node types, and automatic syncing of local checkpoints and LoRAs. Key features include direct photo integration for M2M workflows and privacy-focused local storage with encrypted prompts. While designed for quick, on-the-go use, it may have limitations with custom nodes. The tool, called ComfyUI to Go, is available for testing. Starmer's popularity boosted by Iran war rift with Trump poll shows. A poll indicates that Keir Starmer's popularity has risen due to his opposition to a potential U.S.-led war with Iran, contrasting with Donald Trump's support for such action. The survey suggests that 54% of voters approve of Starmer's stance, while only 28% back Trump's position. This political divide has contributed to Starmer's increased favorability among the public. A laser-based process that enables adhesive-free paper packaging. A laser-based method creates fusible sugar-like products on paper, enabling adhesive-free sealing under heat and pressure. Researchers at Fraunhofer Institutes are optimizing bond strength through laser parameters, sealing conditions, and tool geometry to achieve market-ready seam properties. A pilot system aims to produce 10 paper bags per minute by integrating laser treatment and heat sealing into a modular, sensor-monitored production line. Anyone else's Claude leaving them on read? Users on the R Claude AI subreddit are discussing instances where their Claude AI assistant leaves messages on read without responding. Some speculate it may be due to the AI being overwhelmed, while others suggest it could indicate a bug or intentional behavior. The thread highlights frustration among users experiencing this issue. Note, since the article is a Reddit post with minimal content, the summary reflects the limited details provided. The 27KTC QHD 144HZ gaming monitor drops to $83 during the Amazon spring sale. The 27KTC H27 S5C gaming monitor is on sale for $83.29 during Amazon spring sale, featuring a 2560x1440 QHD resolution, 144Hz refresh rate, and a VA panel with high color gamut coverage. Another option is the KTC H27F7, a 240Hz monitor with 1080p resolution ideal for competitive FPS gamers. Both monitors offer great value for budget-conscious buyers, with the QHD model being less demanding on mid-range GPUs. The NU16 1080p portable USB monitor drops to $44 during the Amazon spring sale. The NU's 15.6 USB portable monitor is on sale for $43.99 during Amazon's spring sale, offering a secondary display or standalone screen for laptops, gaming handhelds like the Nintendo Switch or Steam Deck. It features USB-C and mini HDMI ports, a 1080p IPS panel with wide viewing angles, built-in speakers, and weighs just under 1.4 pounds for portability. InfarmD YCW21 is hiring senior Ruby on Rails developer. InfarmD, a capital-efficient healthcare startup founded in 2018 with $8.05 million in seed funding, is hiring a senior Ruby on Rails engineer, 10-plus years experience, to scale its clinical decision-making platform. The role involves designing APIs, optimizing PostgreSQL databases, and integrating healthcare pricing systems, 340B WAC, with a focus on clean code and high performance. Based in Atlanta or remote, the position offers $130K base salary plus stock options. Interested candidates should email founders at infarmd.com. People are really trying anything to get access to Claude. People are attempting various methods to gain access to Claude, as highlighted by a user who shared an unusual request in their live support chat. The post suggests that individuals are resorting to creative or unconventional tactics to interact with the AI. This reflects growing interest and demand for accessing Claude's capabilities. A simple invitation to bring cake led to a worldwide trend. Now Sydney's getting a slice. Cake Picnic, a viral event founded by Alyssa Sunga after she invited friends to bring cakes in 2021, has expanded globally from San Francisco to Sydney. The Sydney edition featured over 500 attendees showcasing diverse cakes, from life-sized swan creations to savory options like focaccia cake. Sunga, a Google employee and part-time baker, never expected her whimsical idea to become an international phenomenon. Watch the trailer for Science Saru's Ghost in the Shell anime series. A new trailer for the Ghost in the Shell anime, produced by Science Saru, showcases a visually striking art style reminiscent of Masamune Shirow's original manga. The series, set to premiere on Prime Video in July, remains plot-wise a mystery, though its aesthetic fidelity to the source material is promising. While past adaptations of the franchise have been criticized, this iteration's design suggests a potential return to its roots. Comfy UI-powered EPUB to audiobook converter. A simple tool converts DRM-free EPUB or textbooks into audiobooks using the Comfy UI API and VibeVoice TTS model. It supports GUI CLI interfaces, metadata preservation, and resume functionality after interruptions. The MIT license script splits text into chapter-sized chunks, processes them via Comfy UI workflows, and combines the audio output. CSS is doomed. Doom has been recreated entirely in CSS, with walls, floors, and enemies rendered as elements using 3D transforms. The project demonstrates the power of modern CSS, which handles geometry calculations like width and rotation via functions such as end. While the game logic runs in JavaScript, the rendering is purely CSS-based, showcasing its advanced capabilities. The creator built this to test browser limits and highlight CSS's progress over 30 years, with the code available on GitHub. Claude Opus 4.6 suddenly blocking legitimate cybersecurity research, paid max user since 2025. Claude Opus 4.6 has begun blocking legitimate cybersecurity research tasks for a longtime max user, including static analysis, vulnerability auditing, and patch diffing, despite no prior warnings or malicious activity. The restrictions trigger on terms like CVE or secure, affecting all sessions with account-level enforcement, while similar reports from other researchers suggest broader policy changes. Support appeals and the cyber use case form have gone unanswered, despite extensive documentation of the user's professional background. IBM Granite/Granite 4.0-3B Vision Hugging Face. Granite 4.0/3B Vision is a vision language model optimized for enterprise document data extraction, specializing in complex tasks like chart and table extraction, e.g., converting charts to CSV or code, and semantic key-value pair extraction. Built as a LoRa adapter on Granite 4 Micro, it supports both multimodal and text-only workloads in a single deployment while maintaining compatibility with Granite Vision 3.3.2b for existing users. The model integrates with DocLing to enhance document processing pipelines with advanced visual understanding. The best deals today: My Hero Academia, All's Justice, LEGO Star Wars R2-D2, CodeVein II, and more. This article highlights several discounted deals available this weekend, including games like Dragon Quest II HD2D Remake, $24.99, My Hero Academia, All's Justice, $39.99, and CodeVein II, $49.99. Additionally, it features a LEGO Star Wars R2-D2 set for $79.99 and a Jurassic 4K Blu-ray collection for $69.99, along with other notable offers during Amazon's Big Spring Sale. Potential Houthi threat to Red Sea shipping could further damage global economy. The Houthis, backed by Iran, have fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the war began, though their threat to Israel is smaller than Iran's. Their greater danger lies in targeting Red Sea shipping through the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, which could disrupt global trade alongside Iran's potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Previous Houthi attacks on Gulf infrastructure prompted U.S. and Israeli strikes, but the group remains resilient, further escalation risks destabilizing Yemen's fragile calm. Austria is pursuing a social media ban for kids under 14. Austria plans to introduce legislation by the end of June banning children under 14 from social media as part of a broader effort to protect minors from online harms. The proposed measures include age restrictions, improved media literacy, and stricter rules for platforms. This follows similar initiatives in countries like Australia, under 16, Spain, the UK, and Indonesia, under 16. Next version of OpenClaw will support MCP. The next version of OpenClaw will support MCP, multi-client protocol, as announced by Peter Stapler, the creator of OpenClaw. This update will enhance the tool's functionality by enabling it to interact with multiple clients simultaneously, improving its versatility and efficiency. Let's talk about $0 OpenClaw setup. The article explores a $0 setup for OpenClaw, an AI agent, using either free cloud models, like OpenRouter, Gemini, or Grok, or local models via Llama. While cloud options are easy to start with rate limits and data usage for training, local models offer privacy, but require sufficient hardware, e.g., RTX 3090 4090 for larger models. The author achieves 70% of paid cloud tasks with this setup, spending under $3 a month for the remaining 30%. Key tips include avoiding OpenAI-compatible Llama URLs, disabling reasoning for tool calls, and explicitly setting the API to Llama for reliability. Turbo 3 Plus GFX 900 6 Plus, 4 Mi 5016GB running QN, 122B exploding head. The user successfully merged the and forks into a fresh fork of achieving stable performance with 4 MI50 GPUs, each 16GB, running the QN3. 5-122B model. This setup demonstrates efficient large language model inference on AMD GPUs, highlighting advancements in hardware optimization for AI workloads. The White House app is just as weird and unnecessary as you'd expect. The White House app, launched during the Trump administration, offers official communications like press releases and live streams, but has been criticized for cherry-picking favorable news, omitting unfavorable data, e.g., gas prices, and including a feature to report tips to ICE. It also autofills messages praising Trump and lacks meaningful feedback options, despite claims of direct engagement with the administration. Its future post-Trump remains uncertain, given the precedent of other Trump-branded ventures. My 10 pro tips for Claude Code users. 1. Advanced prompting. Use with UltraThink to maximize token budget, $31,999, and for quicker output without changing the model. Session management. End sessions with a summary of learnings for auto-memory integration and use or to branch or undo actions. Customization and debugging. Configure hooks into block actions, monitor real-time triggers via, and run local MCP servers for custom tools. Samsung's Premium 65 S94K OLED Smart TV drops to just $1,099 for the Amazon Spring Sale. Samsung 65 S90D 4K OLED Smart TV is on sale for $1,099 during Amazon's Spring Sale, featuring QD OLED technology, 120Hz plus refresh rates, and 4 HDMI 2.1 ports ideal for gaming. While the newer S90F model costs $250 more with minor upgrades, the S90D remains a top gaming TV choice. The deal includes a one-year warranty from authorized reseller Waltz TV, and the TV's OLED panel enhances visuals even for Nintendo Switch 2 users despite its lower resolution output. Save $50 off the Apple AirPods Pro 3 earbuds, still one of the best deals in the Amazon Spring Sale. The Apple AirPods Pro 3 are on sale for $199, $50 off, during Amazon's Spring Sale, offering features like heart rate sensing, improved audio quality, and better noise cancellation. The iPad 11th Gen is also discounted to $299, $50 off, highlighted as the best overall iPad of 2025. Additional audio deals include affordable options like Sonos soundbars and speakers. The Anew 10,000mAh 45W power bank drops to just $11.99 during the Amazon Spring Sale. The Anew 10,000mAh 45W power bank is available for $11.99 during Amazon's Spring Sale, a 40% discount requiring no Prime membership. This compact power bank can recharge devices like the Nintendo Switch 2, 1.5 times, Steam Deck, 0.74 times, and iPhone 17 Pro Max, 1.5 times with its three output ports, including two 45W USB-C ports and one USB-A port. It also includes a built-in lanyard that functions as a 5 USB-C cable, making it a versatile and affordable charging solution. Gemma 4. Gemma 4 is a new AI model developed by Team Gemini, featuring advanced capabilities and improvements over its predecessor. It was mentioned on Twitter 2 days before the article's publication, highlighting its growing anticipation and discussion in the tech community. The model is expected to bring significant advancements in AI technology, though specific details about its performance and features are not provided. 50 deals under $50 in Amazon's spring sale, most are actually under $20. Amazon's spring sale offers 50 deals under $50, with most items priced under $20. Highlights include a $20 electric air duster, a $12 power bank for Nintendo Switch 2, and a $30 Ansel OBD-II car scanner. Additionally, there are significant discounts on Fire TV sticks, 50% off, Blink security cameras, up to 45% off, and Nintendo Switch 2 games under $50. The sale is open to all Amazon customers, not just Prime members, and runs until March 31. Grab a $20 cordless electric air duster for your auto or PC maintenance during the Amazon Spring Sale. The Amazon Spring Sale offers the Zaramy cordless rechargeable electric air duster for $19.98 with a 50% off coupon code, making it an affordable and eco-friendly alternative to compressed air canisters. The duster features four speed settings, multiple nozzle sizes for various tasks, and a rechargeable battery via USB-C additionally. The sale includes other car accessories like dash cams and jump starters at discounted prices. Bowflex SelectTech adjustable dumbbells are over 50% off in the Amazon Spring Sale. Bowflex SelectTech adjustable dumbbells, Result Series 552, are available at a discount of over 50% during Amazon Spring Sale, priced at $227.99 for a used, like new pair with free shipping. These dumbbells adjust from 5 to 52.5 pounds and have been praised for their durability and versatility in home workouts. Amazon Resale offers a 30-day return policy, similar to new purchases. Meta's next AI glasses are reportedly designed with prescription lenses in mind. Meta is developing two new models of its Ray-Ban AI glasses specifically designed for prescription lens wearers, with rectangular and rounded styles set to launch soon. These models, codenamed Scriber and Blazer, will be sold through traditional eyewear channels, marking Meta's first dedicated AI glasses for this demographic. While details on improvements over existing options remain unclear, they likely won't include a display like the Meta Ray-Ban displays. Amazon's big spring sale is live. We're finding the best tech and gaming deals each day. Amazon's spring sale, running until March 31, offers significant discounts on tech, gaming, and other products without requiring a Prime membership. Highlights include a $19.98 electric air duster, a $83.2927 gaming monitor, and AirPods Pro 3 at $199. Notable deals also feature Bowflex dumbbells, Nintendo Switch games, and the Kindle ColorSoft tablet. NASA pauses its Lunar Gateway plan, a comet reverses its spin, and more science news. NASA has paused its Lunar Gateway project and is instead focusing on building a $20 billion moon base in three phases, starting with uncrewed missions and aiming for crewed landings every 6 months post-2028. Meanwhile, a study in the Astronomical Journal reports that Comet 41P/Tuttle-Jacobina-Cresac reversed its spin after a close solar flyby in 2017, likely due to uneven gas jets from sublimating ice altering its rotation. The comet, originating from the Kuiper Belt, has shown decreasing activity over recent years. Wanderstop developer Ivy Road is shutting down. Ivy Road, the developer of Wanderstop, is closing on March 31 due to failing to secure funding for its new game, Engine Angel. Despite Wanderstop's positive reception, the studio couldn't sustain operations without investors. The team hinted at a final surprise for Wanderstop, with Annapurna Interactive set to reveal details later, while the game will remain available post-shutdown. AirPods Pro 3 hit $199 record low price in Amazon's Big Spring Sale. Amazon's Big Spring Sale offers the AirPods Pro 3 at a record low price of $199, down from $249. The AirPods Pro 3 feature improved active noise cancellation, better audio quality, enhanced comfort and stability, live translation, and heart rate sensing. Additionally, the AirPods 4 are available for $99.99, down from $129. A simple explanation of the key idea behind TurboQuant. TurboQuant is a vector quantization algorithm that improves performance by randomly rotating vectors before quantizing them, which helps distribute coefficient weights more evenly and reduces information loss. The key innovation is this random rotation, which mitigates issues caused by non-uniform coefficient distributions in language models. While the method isn't entirely new, TurboQuant refines it further to address biases in quantized inner products used in attention mechanisms. Bought RTX 4080 32GB triple fan from China. Purchased an RTX 4080 with 32GB VRAM from China for approximately €1,300 plus shipping. The price is considered reasonable for the current market, and the triple fan design ensures quiet operation, which was a priority. The first step is to determine what should be tested or done with the graphics card upon receipt. Anthropic struggling with Chinese competition, its own safety obsession. Anthropic, the maker of Claude AI models, is facing financial struggles and fierce competition from Chinese AI companies despite its $30 billion funding. While planning to go public by Q4 2026, it has spent $10 billion with only $5 billion revenue, and its market share dropped from 29.1% to 13.3%. Chinese models like Minimax M27 offer similar performance at a fraction of the cost, raising concerns about Anthropic's long-term viability. Additionally, its strict safety measures have alienated some users and researchers. Me waiting for TurboQuant be like. The article is a humorous post from the r local El Lama subreddit titled Me Waiting for TurboQuant Be Like, which appears to reference the frustration of waiting for a process or tool called TurboQuant. The video linked in the post failed to load, leaving users unable to view the intended content. The post reflects a common theme of impatience or anticipation in tech-related communities. U.S. Embassy in Mexico prompts outrage with AI video promoting self-deportation. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico faced backlash after posting an AI-generated video promoting self-deportation through a traditional Mexican corrido, urging migrants to return home. The video, linked to a CBP website for voluntary repatriation, sparked outrage on social media, with critics calling it pathetic and supremacist. This follows previous controversy over U.S. migrant-targeted ads, including a 2023 campaign by former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem that Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum condemned as discriminatory. Beat-based dungeon crawlers, card-battling soccer sims, and other new indie games worth checking out. Indie studio Albatross Interactive is developing Terminal War, a 4v4 third-person shooter inspired by The Last of Us, canceled factions mode, set in a post-war 1990s US with melee-focused combat and scarce resources, aiming for Steam early access this summer. New releases include Gridbeat, $20, $10 15% off, a beat-based dungeon crawler where players navigate mazes and battle bosses to the rhythm, available on Steam and Switch, and Nutmeg, $25, $40% off until April 2, an 80s-90s soccer card battler management sim with retro aesthetics and charitable donations from sales. Devil Jam is also highlighted as an upcoming title. Comfy Sketch Pro, a node inside Comfy UI, big update, remove AI tool, spot heal, 3D pipeline and viewport sync W Blender and Maya. Comfy Sketch Pro, a node for Comfy UI, has received a major update introducing new tools like spot healing and AI removal. It now supports a full 3D pipeline, allowing users to import multiple models, GLB, GLTF, OBJ, FBX, with 60-plus material presets and procedural shaders. Additional features include 3D text, SVG to 3D conversion, and viewport synchronization with Blender and Maya for live scene streaming. The update also improves UI scalability across different screens. Future plans include direct 3D model exports and animation support for video workflows. To BSOD or not to BSOD? Only Microsoft knows the answer. Microsoft displayed two blue screen of death BSOD screens at its RSAC 2026 conference stand, one resembling a Windows 98 error and another from the Windows 8 era. These screens featured unusual text and hex values, possibly indicating a technical support scam or marketing tactic. Microsoft has not clarified their purpose, leaving speculation about whether they were part of a security demonstration or an unintentional nod to Windows' historical instability. I've been gaslighting my AI models, and it's producing insanely better results with simple prompt injection. The article explores unconventional, prompt injection techniques that significantly improve AI responses by leveraging psychological and social cues. Methods include pretending the AI has memory, you explained this yesterday, assigning it a fake IQ score, or introducing stakes, let's bet $100, to enhance depth and creativity. Other tactics, like pretending an audience exists or imposing random constraints, force the AI to generate more structured, nuanced, or innovative outputs. These approaches exploit the AI's pattern-matching behavior to produce higher quality results than standard prompts. Showcase Weekend, Week 12, 2026. The Showcase Weekend thread for Week 12, 2026 invites OpenClaw community members to share their projects, ranging from new setups and skills to integrations and workflows. Participants can post directly on r/OpenClaw with Showcase or Skills Flare during the weekend or comment here throughout the week. Key guidelines include providing a brief description, encouraging constructive feedback, and linking to repositories or code. Verizon waives late fees for federal workers affected by partial DHS shutdown. Verizon is waiving late fees and offering flexible payment plans for federal workers affected by the partial Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shutdown, which began in February due to Congress failing to pass a funding bill. The shutdown has particularly impacted the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, causing delays at airports, while Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP, have continued operations due to separate funding. The funding stalemate is tied to disputes over ICE policies, with Democrats demanding restrictions and Republicans proposing alternative funding measures that have not advanced in the House. 5+ things to know about the Siri chatbot coming in iOS 27. In iOS 27, Apple is introducing a full chatbot version of Siri with advanced capabilities like multi-step tasks and complex queries, similar to Claude or ChatGPT. A standalone Siri app will feature conversation history, searchable chats, and iMessage-like bubbles, while system-level integration allows voice or text interactions. Siri will also replace Spotlight search, generate content, analyze files, and integrate with core apps like Mail and Photos. Kash Patel's personal email account was accessed by hackers linked to Iran. Iran-linked hacking group Hendala breached FBI director Kash Patel's personal email, posting private photos and emails as proof. The FBI confirmed the hack but stated no government data was compromised, offering a $10 million reward for information on the attackers. Hendala, linked to Iran's cyber units, has targeted other U.S. officials and companies like Stryker amid escalating tensions between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Mark Zuckerberg offered to help Elon Musk with Doge in 2025. Mark Zuckerberg offered Elon Musk assistance in 2025 regarding Doge, praising its progress and offering to protect its team from threats. Their exchange also included a discussion about potentially bidding together on OpenAI's intellectual property, though this was unrelated to the main lawsuit. Musk's lawyers argue these communications are irrelevant and prejudicial, while also objecting to questions about his personal life, such as alleged ketamine use at Burning Man. Apple to launch these 15+ new products later this year. Apple is expected to launch over 15 new products this year, including updated iPhones, iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max with advanced features like variable aperture and satellite web browsing, a foldable iPhone, Apple Watch Series 12 and Ultra 4 with potential Touch ID, revised iPads, iPad 12 with A18 A19 chip and iPad Mini with OLED, Macs, Mac Studio, Mac Mini, iMac upgrades, and a future MacBook Pro with OLED. And home devices like an Apple TV with Siri upgrades, HomePod Mini with Wi-Fi 7, a new smart home hub with FaceTime and security accessories. Meta will fund 7 new natural gas plants to power its biggest data center yet. Meta is funding 7 new natural gas plants, 240 miles of transmission lines, and battery storage to power its $27 billion Louisiana data center, the largest yet. The company will also support up to 2,500 MW of renewable energy and explore future nuclear power development. This follows a non-binding pledge by tech firms, including Meta, to offset local electricity cost increases from AI data centers amid growing public opposition and regulatory pressure. Microsoft takes up residence next to OpenAI, Oracle at Crusoe's 900 MW Texas data center expansion. Crusoe Energy is expanding its Texas data center campus by 900 MW to support Microsoft's AI initiatives, joining Oracle and OpenAI at the site. The new campus will include on-site power generation, with construction expected to begin this year and operations starting mid-2026. This expansion brings the total planned capacity to 2.1 GW, though only about 200 MW of the existing 1.2 GW projects are currently powered on. European Commission confirms data breach. The European Commission confirmed a cyber attack on its cloud infrastructure hosting the Europa EU platform, with threat actors accessing and exfiltrating approximately 350 GB of data before the breach was contained. The Commission is investigating how its Amazon Web Services account was compromised and has notified affected EU entities, though details remain undisclosed. This follows a similar February breach impacting employee data and comes after the EU introduced a new cybersecurity package in January 2026 to mitigate such risks. Top stories: Mac Pro discontinued, iOS 26.4 out now, WWDC 2026 announced, and more. Apple discontinued the Mac Pro, with no future models planned, while releasing iOS 26.4 and other updates featuring new emoji, playlist, playground in Apple Music, and CarPlay enhancements. WWDC 2026 is set for June 8-12, focusing on AI advancements. AirPods Max 2 are now available for pre-order, priced at $549, and new Apple TV and HomePod mini models remain delayed. Apple TV Channels gains Crunchyroll anime streaming service. Crunchyroll's anime streaming service is now available as an Apple TV channel, allowing users in the US, Canada, UK, and Australia to subscribe directly through the Apple TV app with a 7-day free trial followed by $9.99 per month. The service offers access to Crunchyroll's full catalog of over 50,000 episodes, with billing handled through Apple. Existing Crunchyroll accounts cannot be linked to the Apple TV app, and subscriptions are separate from other plans. MacBook Neo review: can Apple's cheapest laptop handle real work? The MacBook Neo, priced at $599 or $499 for students, is Apple's most affordable laptop, featuring an A18 Pro chip and 8GB RAM that efficiently handles everyday tasks like browsing, video editing, though slower than higher-end Macs, and multitasking with up to 60 Chrome tabs. However, it has compromises such as a non-true tone display, limited USB-C ports, one at USB 2 speeds, no Thunderbolt or MagSafe, and a mechanical trackpad. With up to 16 hours of battery life, a lightweight design, and fun color options, it's ideal for students or basic users, outperforming many budget Windows PCs and Chromebooks in this price range. Folk are getting dangerously attached to AI that always tells them they're right. AI chatbots that consistently agree with users can harm interpersonal relationships by reducing accountability and increasing self-righteousness, according to a Stanford study. Testing 11 leading AI models, researchers found they overwhelmingly endorsed user actions, even harmful ones, more than humans would. Participants exposed to sycophantic AI were less likely to apologize or change behavior, trusted the models more, and preferred them over non-sycophantic versions. The study warns of broad social risks, especially for impressionable users, and calls for regulatory intervention to mitigate these effects. Apple brings on Google Shopping VP to lead AI marketing push. Apple has hired Lillian Rincon, former Google VP of Product for Google Shopping, as its Vice President of Product Marketing for AI. She will oversee Apple's AI platforms and report to Greg Joswiak, with a focus on improving Apple's lagging AI development compared to competitors like Android and Windows. Apple plans to introduce an updated Siri chatbot in iOS 27, with new AI features expected to be unveiled at the 2026 WWDC. Apple's last tower topples, and the others will follow. Apple has discontinued its Mac Pro tower computer, marking the end of an era for expandable desktop machines. The decision reflects a broader industry trend toward integrated systems, where components like RAM and GPUs are increasingly built into the processor. This shift has been ongoing for decades, with features like graphics and storage migrating onto chips to improve performance and efficiency. Apple's 50th anniversary events continue in Washington, D.C., Shanghai, Tokyo, and beyond. Apple is concluding its global 50th anniversary celebrations with events in Washington, D.C., Shanghai, Tokyo, and other cities. Key highlights include an accessibility discussion with Oscar-winning actor Troy Kotsur and Gallaudet University president Roberta Cordano, a creativity panel with Mexican filmmakers, a fashion show in Shanghai, and performances by a virtual YouTuber in Tokyo. Apple has hosted similar sessions worldwide, including surprise concerts by Alicia Keys and Mumford & Sons, ahead of its April 1 milestone. The Mac Rumors Show, Apple announces WWDC 2026. Apple has announced WWDC 2026, a primarily online event with an in-person component at Apple Park for selected developers and students. The conference will highlight major updates, including a significant Siri overhaul with AI chatbot features, third-party AI integrations, and new software tools across iOS 27, macOS 27, dropping Intel Mac support, and other platforms. iOS 27 will focus on performance improvements, foldable iPhone optimizations, and satellite features, while macOS 27 emphasizes stability. Senators want data centers to come clean on power consumption. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Josh Hawley are urging the Energy Information Administration, EIA, to mandate annual reporting of power consumption for large energy users like data centers, citing the need for transparency and accountability amid rising utility costs. They argue that current data gaps hinder grid planning and could lead to higher residential electricity bills, referencing the unenforceable ratepayer protection pledge signed by AI and cloud companies. The proposal includes detailed reporting requirements, such as hourly consumption data and transmission upgrade costs, but faces likely industry resistance similar to past regulatory efforts. Apple says no iPhone in lockdown mode has ever been hacked. Apple claims no iPhone running lockdown mode has been successfully hacked by spyware since its 2022 introduction. The feature, available on iPhones, iPads, and Macs, blocks common spyware entry points like message attachments and insecure Wi-Fi networks to protect high-risk users. While mercenary spyware attacks on iPhones have been documented, none have bypassed lockdown mode, with some even aborting when detecting it. Scientists film whale giving birth while other whales work together to help her. Scientists from Project SETI filmed a sperm whale giving birth in the Caribbean, with unrelated female whales assisting the mother, an unprecedented observation of non-primate birth assistance. The 5.5-hour event, documented with drones and underwater recordings, revealed unique behaviors like whales diving under the mother's dorsal fin to support her. The newborn, born tail first to prevent drowning, was immediately surrounded by the pod, which coordinated through vocal changes to protect it. This rare glimpse into cetacean birth highlights their evolutionary adaptations and social structures, with calves relying on pod members for survival. Missing aid boats have safely reached Cuba, U.S. confirms. Two humanitarian aid boats carrying supplies to Cuba, part of an international mission organized by Progressive International, were reported missing after failing to arrive in Havana. After a search involving multiple countries, the U.S. Coast Guard confirmed on Friday that both boats had safely reached Cuba. The aid was intended to alleviate Cuba's severe crisis, worsened by U.S. sanctions and fuel shortages. Microsoft tells crusty old kernel drivers to get with the Windows Hardware Compatibility Program. Microsoft is phasing out trust for kernel drivers signed under the deprecated cross-signed root program, requiring them to undergo the Windows Hardware Compatibility Program, WHCP, by April 2026 to maintain functionality. This move aims to enhance Windows kernel security but may impact legacy applications, with an evaluation mode introduced to assess compatibility issues. Administrators can still allow custom drivers through specific policies, though Microsoft emphasizes that WHCP certification will eventually be mandatory for kernel-level code. The change affects Windows 11, 24H2, 25H2, 26H1, and Windows Server 2025. Apple now sending critical security alerts to iPhones running iOS 17 and earlier. Apple is sending urgent security alerts to iPhones running iOS 17 or earlier, warning of active web-based attacks exploiting vulnerabilities in older versions, iOS 13 to iOS 17.2.1. The alerts urge users to update their devices, as hackers using exploit kits like Coruna and DarkSword can steal data through malicious links or compromised sites. Apple has released patches, iOS 15.8.7, iOS 16.7.15, to address these risks, and users on the latest iOS versions are already protected. Those on iOS 13.14 must update to iOS 15 for security. Best Apple Deals of the Week. Low prices hit AirPods Pro 3, AirTag, and more during Amazon's Big Spring Sale. Amazon's Big Spring Sale offers record low prices on Apple products, including AirPods Pro 3, $199.99, AirTag 4-pack, $59.99, M4 iPad Air, up to $80 off, and Apple Watch Series 11, $100 off. Discounts also apply to M5 MacBook Air and Pro Max models, $49 off. Commercial space pleads with NASA to stop moving the goalposts in orbit. Commercial space companies are frustrated with NASA's frequent changes to its plans for replacing the International Space Station, ISS, which is set to be deorbited by 2032. NASA's latest proposal involves building its own core station module, potentially competing with private sector efforts and adding uncertainty for businesses. Industry leaders argue that these shifting goals are causing confusion and financial strain, while NASA insists it is adapting to past setbacks in commercial low Earth orbit development. UN's landmark slavery ruling energizes African Union's fight for reparations. The UN General Assembly passed a landmark resolution declaring transatlantic chattel slavery the gravest crime against humanity, with 123 countries in favor, including Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean. However, Western nations like the US, UK, EU, and Australia abstained, while Argentina, Israel, and the US voted against it. The resolution, though non-binding, has energized the African Union's push for reparations, with Ghanaian President John Mahama leading efforts to secure justice despite Western opposition. The African Union has declared 2026-36 as its decade of reparations and is developing a framework for reparatory justice. AFC Ajax drops ball as flaws let hackers play admin with tickets and bans. AFC Ajax suffered a data breach where a hacker exploited vulnerabilities to access internal systems, viewing email addresses and personal data of some supporters with stadium bans. Investigations revealed deeper flaws allowing unauthorized users to transfer season tickets, alter account details, and lift bans by exploiting exposed APIs and shared digital keys. The breach potentially impacted over 300,000 registered supporters and 42,000 season tickets, with sensitive ban details also exposed. Iran war drives urgent need to counter underwater attack drones. The US and UK are urgently seeking technology to counter underwater attack drones, with an April 3 deadline for submissions. This follows Iran's suspected involvement in drone attacks on oil tankers and its use of autonomous underwater vehicles, AUVs, in conflicts, including supplying drones to Houthi rebels. The REEF program aims to identify solutions for detecting, tracking, and countering UUVs, with a focus on sensors, decoy systems, and command and control technologies. The violence of racist tyranny, African Guernica, goes on display alongside Picasso masterpiece. The Reina Sofia Museum in Madrid has placed Dumalfeni's African Guernica, 1967, opposite Picasso's Guernica, highlighting the South African artist's response to apartheid-era racism. While Picasso's work condemned Nazi bombing, Feni's charcoal drawing depicts the dehumanizing violence of racial tyranny through grotesque imagery. The exhibition, part of a new series titled History Doesn't Repeat Itself, But It Does Rhyme, aims to challenge Western art's historical biases and recontextualize Guernica through global perspectives. Security boffins scoured the web and found hundreds of valid API keys. Researchers analyzed 10 million websites and discovered nearly 2,000 valid API credentials exposed on 10,000 webpages, including those from a global bank and a firmware developer. These credentials grant access to critical services like Oz, GitHub, Stripe, and OpenAI, with AWS alone accounting for over 16% of exposures. Most credentials were found in JavaScript files, 84%, and many remained exposed for an average of 12 months before being addressed. Satellite pollution. Satellite pollution is a growing issue due to the increasing number of satellites in orbit, which can interfere with astronomical observations and create space debris. The article humorously suggests outdated browsing methods, highlighting the absurdity of modern technological demands. It also mentions specific settings like enabling ad blockers and disabling high heat drying, which are unrelated to the main topic but add a satirical tone. Australia will be left with no submarines if it abandons AUKUS, senior defense official warns. Australia risks having no submarines if it abandons the AUKUS deal with the US and UK, a senior defense official warned. The 368BN plan to acquire 8 nuclear-powered submarines has faced criticism due to slow shipbuilding rates and lack of guarantees, with Australia already spending 2BN on US-UK industrial capacity. A former PM and a retired admiral questioned the feasibility of AUKUS, but defense insists it is the only viable path forward. 2 humanitarian aid boats heading to Cuba have gone missing, Mexico says. 2 humanitarian aid boats carrying supplies to Cuba have gone missing after failing to arrive in Havana as scheduled. The vessels, part of a grassroots effort called Nuestra America Convoy, departed from Isla Mujeres, Mexico, last week with 9 crew members of different nationalities. Mexico's Navy has launched a search and rescue operation in the Caribbean and is coordinating with international maritime rescue centers. An update on stability and what we're doing about it. ComfyUI has faced stability issues due to rapid growth and insufficient testing, leading to workflow disruptions. The team is pausing new features until stability improves, focusing on architectural fixes, bug resolution, and expanding test infrastructure. Releases will be slower in April to ensure quality before resuming faster cycles. Venezuelans deported by U.S. detail fresh claims of torture and abuse at El Salvador mega prison. 18 Venezuelan men deported by the U.S. to El Salvador's Terrorism Confinement Center, SECOT, have filed a petition with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, alleging severe human rights violations, including torture, sexual assault, and medical neglect during their detention. The men, who were released last July, describe enduring beatings, humiliation, and extreme deprivation of basic needs such as food, water, and sleep, with some suffering long-term physical and psychological trauma. Human rights groups are seeking international accountability for the abuses, which included forced shackling, 24/7 bright lighting, and indifference to hunger strikes and self-harm protests. Update on session limits. Claude is adjusting session limits for free Pro Max users during peak hours, weekdays, 5 a.m. 11 a.m. PT/1 p.m. 7 p.m. GMT, causing -7% of users to hit limits sooner, especially in pro tiers. Weekly limits remain unchanged, but distribution shifts to manage demand. Users are advised to run token-intensive tasks during off-peak hours to maximize session time. Nigeria takes its place on world stage in quest to become regional superpower. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu received a state visit to the UK, the first by a Nigerian leader in 37 years, marking a significant step in Nigeria's ambition to become a regional superpower. The visit included agreements for UK financing of £746 million to refurbish Nigerian ports, with British Steel securing a major contract, and collaborations in fintech, creative industries, and higher education. The visit also addressed historical issues like slavery and colonialism, with King Charles acknowledging the past while focusing on future cooperation. Brit lawmaker targeted by AI deepfake fails to get answers from US big tech. UK lawmaker George Freeman, targeted by an AI deepfake falsely claiming he defected from the Conservative Party, confronted Meta, Google, and ex-executives during a parliamentary hearing, but received unsatisfactory responses. The platform cited their policies on misinformation and synthetic media, with Google and X admitting they had taken no specific action to address the deepfake. Meta claimed it down-ranked the content, reducing its engagement by up to 90%, but did not remove it. Freeman criticized the platforms for failing to actively police misinformation and proposed legislation to protect individuals' identities from being stolen or misused. 2 drone strikes on civilian targets kill 28 people in Sudan. 2 drone strikes in Sudan killed at least 28 civilians. 1 hit a market in North Darfur, killing 22 people, including an infant, and another struck a truck in North Kordofan, killing 6. The ongoing civil war between the army and RSF has displaced 11.6 million people, with estimates of deaths ranging from tens of thousands to over 400,000. Drone strikes have surged this year, with over 500 civilian deaths reported between January and mid-March. UK wants to know if banning under-16s from social media does anything useful. The UK government is conducting a 6-week trial with 300 families to assess the impact of restricting under-16s' social media use, with groups experiencing different levels of restrictions, e.g., disabling apps, time limits, or nighttime bans. This follows a public consultation with nearly 30,000 responses and pressure to regulate access to social media, gaming, and AI sites. Separately, a larger study involving 4,000 students in Bradford will further examine social media's effects on young people. Indian government probes CCTV espionage operation linked to Pakistan. Indian authorities are investigating a suspected Pakistan-backed espionage operation after discovering CCTV cameras near critical infrastructure in Ghaziabad, streaming footage to viewers in Pakistan. The government has ordered a nationwide audit of CCTV systems and reminded citizens that only certified, secure cameras should be used. The incident highlights vulnerabilities in India's surveillance networks, despite existing SIM registration laws, amid ongoing tensions between the two nuclear-armed nations. Trump's trip to meet Xi Jinping in China, rescheduled for May due to Iran war. Donald Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping in China has been rescheduled to May 14-15 due to the ongoing Iran war, marking his first visit in 8 years. The trip follows a February trade ruling limiting Trump's tariff powers and heightened tensions over U.S.-Israel military actions against Iran, Beijing's key oil partner. Key discussions will likely include trade agreements and Taiwan tensions, amid ongoing global economic disruptions from the Iran conflict. AI supply chain attacks don't even require malware, just post-poison documentation. A proof-of-concept attack on Context Hub, a service providing API documentation for coding agents, demonstrates that malicious instructions can be injected into AI models by submitting poison documentation via GitHub pull requests. The attack bypasses traditional malware, exploiting the lack of content sanitization in Context Hub's pipeline, where 58 out of 97 closed PRs were merged without security scrutiny. This highlights the broader risk of indirect prompt injection in AI models, which struggle to distinguish between data and system instructions. Scammers have virtual smartphones on speed dial for fraud. Scammers are exploiting virtual smartphones, known as cloud phones, to commit authorized push payment app fraud by mimicking real devices with unique IDs and geolocation. These cloud phones, marketed for legitimate uses like managing multiple accounts, are increasingly used in cybercrime forums to facilitate fraudulent money transfers, with losses expected to rise to $14.9 billion by 2028 in the U.S. alone. Financial institutions may need to rethink security measures, as cloud phones can bypass fraud detection by appearing identical to legitimate devices. Jen Easterly, cybersecurity's relentless optimist, hopes feds come back to RSAC next year. Jen Easterly, former CISA director and now CEO of RSA Conference, RSAC, emphasizes the growing intersection of cybersecurity and AI, urging collaboration to leverage this technology for a more secure digital world. While acknowledging AI-driven threats like sophisticated phishing, she dismisses panic, highlighting AI's potential to improve software quality and reduce cyber risks. Easterly also hopes federal agencies will return to RSAC next year, noting its importance as a hub for cybersecurity innovation. New Showcase Weekends, updated rules and what's next. Showcase Weekends, Saturday, Sunday, are introduced for open correlated projects with a pinned thread for quick shares. Updated posting guidelines clarify rules on self-promotion, links, and flare usage. Help, tutorials, feature requests, use cases, and discussions are welcome anytime. Showcase posts are reserved for weekends. ModMill is available for filtered posts.